You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
For those of us who still have a survival instinct, the COVID-19 vaccine has been nothing but red flags from the start. An experimental mRNA cocktail that rewires your cells at the genetic level. Everyone is supposed to get it. All negative comments are censored. Those who question it are shamed and attacked in the public. And all this for a manufactured pandemic created via headlines, pop culture talking points, and government shutdowns. On a certain level, the whole thing is undeniably a psychological test. With all these blatant red flags, are you so compliant that you are willing to submit and take the shot? Or are you driven by an independent instinct to survive? The normal healthy response would be to question this. Now we have reports of people dying after getting the vaccine. Painful side effects are becoming normalized. And there are other side effects being reported, strange ones. Several people have been claiming that magnets are sticking to the injection point on their arm after getting the COVID vaccine. Is there something metallic inside the vaccine that's strong enough to hold a small magnet? Vaccines come with inserts loaded with small print, known famously for some listing autism as an adverse reaction. The inserts for the COVID vaccine are intentionally left blank, so we have to search outside of the box. A quick search will find reports on manipulative magnetic nanomedicine as the future of COVID therapy and super paramagnetic nanoparticle delivery of DNA vaccine. The first gap both the transhumanists and techno-tyrants need to bridge is the interface, the controversial chip. Some people these days have no problem having a computer chip implanted into their body, but many of us prefer to remain without. Are the magnets responding to some sort of fluid metal computer nanochip? Who knows? The trials are happening now, the public being used as lab rats. Some people are also claiming that the vaccinated are giving off high EMF waves, above 400 for the vaccinated, at least 10 times higher than the unvaccinated. What does that even mean? Similar to how thousands of women have claimed that having contact with the vaccinated has resulted in having problems with their menstrual cycles, some are now claiming that having contact with the vaccinated has caused mysterious rashes on their skin. The one thing we know for certain is say no to the vaccine. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Truly incredible, folks. You can find that video and share it at InfoWars.com and band.video. The Magnetic Mark of the Beast, special report by Greg Reese. It's something else, folks. I don't know if you need me to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen of America, info warriors all. Everyone's stupid. Everyone is stupid. I'm really trying hard not to believe that. But when all of this type of information is out there and people are still lining up to get their vaccines and then waiting for the CDC to give them permission to take their masks off, maybe you do get what you deserve. Maybe these people deserve to be in a totalitarian hell state. I'm not going to do it, though. I'm not going to fall for it. I'm not going to give them my allowances. I'm not going to permit them to do such things. Incredible stuff, folks. So much about Israel and Gaza to discuss today. A bunch of other stories. Basically confirmed voter fraud in Arizona. It's been an insane day. And it's only 8:04. Stay with us, won't you? We'll do the Daily Dispatch on the other side. It's American Journal. InfoWars.com. Band.video.
People keep asking me, Alex, how did you predict over a year ago that food prices would explode within a year? Because it was in all the globalist actuaries that you shut down most of the world for a year, it's going to cause a collapse in food production and distribution. And not just that, fuel and every other major commodity. The globalists want a post-industrial world. They're hitting us with economic war. I told you food prices would explode. They're now exploding. Our great sponsor, My Patriot, has barely gone up in price. Their competitors have gone up even more, but they're about to go up in 2 weeks. But instead of just holding prices, they're still 10% off until Sunday evening, and then it's got to go up. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, 2020 prices in the year 2021. But you've got to act now, and buying your food from us funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. It's ready to ship. They've got it on hand. Get yours before the scarcity and the lines start, which I think we'll see by next fall. Hell, a lot of shelves are already empty. This is crazy. We're being collapsed by design. Get ready now. PrepareWithAlex.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Oof, sorry, the music was really loud in my ear. Just about broke my brain right there. Let me try that again, shall I? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal on InfoWars.com and band.video. It's Friday. Congratulations. You made it. It is Friday, isn't it? All right, good. Friday, May 14th. I'm all sorts of mixed up right now, but that's all right. We'll get it together. I just got so much news to get to, a lot of videos to play you as well. Some rather shocking videos, of course, coming out of Israel and Gaza. Some more shocking videos coming out of the good old United States. But let's begin, as we always do, with our daily dispatch. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Friday, May 14th, 2021. Israel Defense Force ground troops attack Gaza. Netanyahu says, quote, this operation will continue as long as necessary. The Israeli Defense Force has sent ground troops into Gaza early Friday morning, local time, in an effort to uproot Palestinian terrorists who have fired nearly 2,000 rockets at Israeli civilians over the past several days. This continuing the increase of violence there in Gaza. Israel stepped up its attacks on Gaza overnight with more than 1,000 bombs and shells pounding northern and eastern areas in the heaviest attacks of the conflict so far. There was panic and confusion when the IDF suggested troops were on the ground in Gaza before retracting that statement and saying that forces attacked Hamas tunnels along the border but still did not cross it. Still, fears of invasion remain with thousands of troops moving to the border and 9,000 reservists called up. And then I guess as of this morning, they have moved in the ground invasion into Gaza. But yesterday they launched a massive bombardment of Hamas tunnels stretching into the country as 160 aircraft dropped 450 bombs on Gaza during a devastating 40-minute onslaught. The death toll climbs to 122, including dozens of children. Absolutely incredible. And we'll get a lot into that. I'm going to be joined by Robert Morris, who knows quite a bit about the ongoing conflicts in the Middle East. He'll be joining me later in the program to break down that even further. Fully vaccinated Americans can return to life without masks, CDC says. That's right. Fully enslaved Americans can now breathe, courtesy of the American government. Thank you so much, CDC, for your guidance on this. In making the decision, the CDC pointed to additional data from the last 2 weeks. Oh, okay. Oh, it was the data. It was all the data that you got that you're changing this. It's not the fact that people getting the vaccine were furious at the fact that they still had to live under all of your restrictions. See, they have to say that it's because of the additional data we've been gathering. There's no new data that changes anything. Everything is the same as it's always been. The data hasn't shown anything that we didn't know before. This is a PR move. And it's important to understand that the decisions being made with all of the authority of medical science and with the punishments draconian and extreme, if you were to violate them, those rules, they're being made based on PR, based on your psychological response to them. It has nothing to do with your health. It has to do with your willingness to obey, and they're trying to balance that game. CDC says fully vaccinated people don't have to wear masks indoors. Folks, I'm telling you, you don't have to wear a mask ever. And I'm basing this off science instead of what I think you'll want to hear. Truly incredible. Of course, President Biden comes out on his official POTUS Twitter and says, "The rule is now simple. Get vaccinated or wear a mask until you do. The choice is yours." Okay, nice little false dichotomy you've set up there, President Biden. The rule is now simple. Talking real tough for a guy that can hardly stand on 2 feet. But then this Biden voter responds, "I don't even know what to say to this kind of talk, at least not that I would put where my kids could see it. I voted for you, bro, but you do not tell me what the rule is. I'm about ready to get it by a Gadsden flag right now." Oh, congratulations. You're a terrorist. You're a domestic terrorist now. You didn't know this is what you were getting when you voted for this, you moron. People just like voting for things and they come true and then they're just like, "What? What? Hey, I voted for you, but you're doing exactly what you said you were going to do." Okay. Yeah, this is your fault. Now, the FBI is warning that you may face prison time if you present a fake vaccination card. The FBI is warning Americans about the dangers involved in the illegal sale of fraudulent COVID-19 vaccine cards and other COVID-19 scams. Vaccine cards are intended to provide recipients of the coronavirus vaccine with information regarding the type of vaccine they received and their dates of inoculation. The creation, purchase, and sale of vaccine cards is illegal and endangers public safety. Yeah, it's not like the vaccine itself. That's perfectly legal and endangers public safety. The unauthorized use of an official agency seal on such card is a crime that may be punishable under Title 18, United States Code Section 1017, and other federal laws. Penalty may include hefty fines and prison time. Yeah, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do it anyway, just for fun. Because I don't care about your stupid rules. Fauci's come out saying that children, they still need to wear the mask. While decreeing that the fully vaccinated are now allowed to remove their face muzzles, Anthony Fauci reminded Americans that their children are still unvaccinated and therefore must remain masked. Fauci has continually pushed masks on children, despite the fact the chances of them getting sick or dying from coronavirus are infinitesimally small, vanishingly small, practically non-existent. That doesn't matter. Muzzle your children. Suffocate your babies. Dr. Fauci demands it of you. This is really a sign of things to come here from the LA Times. Homeless camping at beaches and parks. LA proposal stirs outcry from some neighbors. For 20 years, Matt Stainer and his wife have been sending their children to Westchester Park, Easter egg hunts in the spring, swimming pools, trips in the summer, the big community parade on 4th of July. Oh, man, Matt Stainer and his wife are white supremacists, ladies and gentlemen. That's what that tells me. Going to the park, Easter egg hunts, 4th of July parade. More like celebrating slavery, you KKK member. But after seeing dozens of tents go up across the park last year, Stainer decided he no longer wants his daughter going there unaccompanied. He grew up even more alarmed after learning, or he grew even more alarmed after learning the park is one of several recreation areas being considered for safe camping, a program that allows homeless people to pitch their tents and receive social services. Hey, you know, Austin did this. 2 years later, it's been a complete disaster that was overturned by the people of Austin in a poll carried out here. Now Stainer is volunteering with the group looking to recall Los Angeles City Councilman Mike Bonin, who came up with the idea, and he's asking neighbors to oppose Bonin's proposal. "Parents are frustrated. We've lost our park," said the 54-year-old father of four. "We've lost our park, and I would like to see action. It's not your park. It's the homeless people's park. It's the liberals' park. It's where they need their safe space to do drugs and shoot up and attack each other naked with machetes. It's their park now." We'll get more into this later in the program as well, I'm sure. UK introduces a bill to censor legal speech and block websites for non-compliance. The UK government has introduced a draft online safety bill, which would force websites to clamp down on legal speech and even block them if they don't comply. It's for your safety, after all. They might as well call it a health bill. Why not? Everything else is these days. This might explain a little bit of it. Woke Harry, the prince, I guess, laments genetic pain of upbringing and brands First Amendment as bonkers. As that First Amendment is just bonkers. Letting the plebeians say whatever they want? Letting the serfs express their own opinions? I will not stand for it. Okay. All right. You can no longer live in this country then. You moron. Democrats set sights on arresting, charging, and extraditing President Trump. Possibly one of the most important stories. We'll get more into this later in the program as well. Lots more to get to. A lot of very educated analysis of the Israeli-Gaza situation forthcoming. Stay with us, folks. It's American Journal on InfoWars.
Globalist puppet Joe Biden wasted no time blaming Russia with no evidence for the shutdown of the East Coast gasoline pipeline that goes from Houston right up through New York City and supplies more than half of the gasoline to the East Coast. But who is it that actually shut down the main pipeline from Canada through the Midwest to Houston to refine the oil that's then turned into gas and sent to the East Coast? That's right. Joe Biden shut down the Keystone pipeline right after it was completed. Joe Biden did that to America. He has the history. He has the background. He's the one that promised to, quote, get us off of fossil fuels. He's the one that's tried to extend the lockdowns of the country. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the New World Order wants a post-industrial world, and they want the United States, Europe, and Australia crippled so communist China can be dominant. It's not Russia that's the enemy. It's communist China and their minions like Joe Biden in control of the White House. That's the facts. That's the information. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. 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 Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever. I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out, and people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies, now back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD and InfoWarsStore.com. The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, it's going to be a fun show today. We're going to have Robert Morris of the Mo Freedom Foundation on with us in the next segment. In the third hour, I will be joined in studio by Rex Jones, and we'll be going off on all sorts of crazy nonsense. Of course, we'll be covering Israel and Gaza in the next segment and for the remainder of this hour, and then we'll get into Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC. We'll get into all the nonsense going on in California. So much to get to, but I want to play this video because I think it's rather important. It is having to do with the Arizona recount, and this is a clip from the War Room yesterday with Alex Jones and Owen Schroyer discussing the inconsistencies of the election being exposed by the audit there in Maricopa County. You can find and share this video at band.video and infowars.com. It's Owen and AJ, election fraud confirmed in Arizona.
This is breaking right now. All the evidence of voter fraud is starting to come out. I don't think it's going to change anything, Alex, but now we have it. The mainstream media can't cover this up. They can't keep pretending like Biden is a legitimate president.
That's why they brought in total censorship. That's why they say they want the Pentagon to attack Trump supporters. That's why they say no one can question elections. That's why Kevin McCarthy came out and said everyone thinks it was fair. Yeah, Biden got 8 million, 9 million more votes than Obama and more than Trump. We know Obama won those elections because they ran weaklings against him, John McCain and Mitt Romney.
And he had big turnout at his rallies.
But he did win. Trump won massively. He won, and when they closed the polls, by 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6 points in all the battleground states. He barely won by a quarter point or a half a point at best last time. He had a freaking landslide. They closed it. Then they brought the massive fraud in. And now we have Maricopa County elections officials deleted entire database. They admit, from voting machines on purpose, in violation of law, including all election information from main database. They admit to the Senate, and now they're finding 17% plus anomalies and bad votes. It only needed a point or two to turn this back over to Trump. So everywhere they check, Michigan, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, Georgia, everywhere they go, they find the same thing. And sure, the government's going to ignore this. The feds are going to ignore this. But it still shows the reality of the crazy spikes that happened at 1, 2, 3 in the morning everywhere. They ran the same scans. And then people come in with vans in the middle of the night. They get out with ballots. You have the U.S. PS people with whole ballots from other states all bubbled in by computer. And then the FBI visits and threatens them. This was a criminal takeover, because you can say what you want about Trump. He wasn't perfect. None of us are. They hated his ass. He was really the president. He showed up to communist China. So this is such a huge deal. I know you got comics, great comics, that I work with Anthony Cumia. Cumia is here in town to be on Joe Rogan. And these guys, they're coming in studio next segment. They had to do illegal out of the backs of trucks and at parks during the lockdown on the East Coast. Canada's still locked down. There are some towns in Canada that have had no one allowed into them for over a year. I saw a CBS News piece where a peninsula on the west coast of Canada by the U.S., by Seattle, no one's been allowed in there for a year. I was there 3 years ago and flew on a seaplane up that area to see orcas. So I was just there 3 years ago. I was watching this piece. It's still shut down a year plus later, and they're saying basically the shutdown never ends till everyone goes bankrupt but the big banks. The big banks have unlimited money. They want to bankrupt everybody so they can take over. They're behind the pipeline shutdowns. This is an assault on our country. So you've got all of that information as well, Owen. It's just a completely insane time to be alive. And we're under assault. The globalists never got in trouble for all their other crimes, for invading all these countries, for murdering all these people, for funding the Arab Spring. So they said, let's make a run at Europe, and let's make a run at the United States, and let's make a run with what we've done in the third world, the first world, and they're doing it. And the question is, will they get away with it? Will you all have your birthright stolen? The good news is, Senator Rand Paul's now talking about Fauci being the architect.
Yeah, and a lot of doctors, too. I mean, it's going nationwide.
Yeah, so The middle class and the intelligentsia that isn't a bunch of leftists realize they're in a death fight now. The globalists are making their move, and so that's why keeping us on air is now more critical than ever, Owen. That's why I want to thank and praise the listeners, because sometimes we're in the red, sometimes we're in the black. We've barely been able to stay on air, but now people are finally realizing that we were right, and the show is exploding. I hate to even say that on air, because the enemy listens to me. They know I don't lie. Then they attack us more, but they already know. InfoWars is exploding thanks to your word of mouth. The War Room is exploding. American Journal is exploding. Our videos, listeners are watching. They're putting on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. And they're having neighbors over to watch our films. And it's just exploding. People now know we're not playing games. We're paying attention to how accurate we've been. And it's an incredible time right now. But it's also a very dangerous time as the globalists launch their full assault.
Well, and also there's these new accounts, and we don't run these accounts, by the way, but there's the new account, like Alex Jones was right, that's on social media, that's totally viral. There's a new account, people complaining about Alex Jones, and they say, hey, I go into this barber shop, I go into this smoke shop, I go to this shop, I go to this gym, and they're playing InfoWars, and I'm sick of hearing InfoWars, and the owners are like, most people like it. We actually get more business when people come in and they, hey, you love America, you love freedom, that's great. So, but to get back to the perspective here on the voting rig issue.
This is the biggest deal since November.
Well, exactly.
When they started stealing it.
So,
you can't ever question, but they said they were always going to question.
I don't remember what the year was. The year that they claimed, give me a second to put this in perspective, Alex. The year that they claimed Tom Brady cheated in the Super Bowl, I think it was the year 2001 or 2002.
Deflategate.
And then Deflategate, but then it was also, they were saying, but anyway, the point is, the mainstream media had more of a fuss and a focus on Tom Brady's cell phone over a football game than they have over our elections being rigged. So, I mean, it was round-the-clock coverage. Every news network, Tom Brady's cell phone, did he delete evidence that they cheated? I mean, just 24/7, an entire summer. We won't hear about Antrim County on the mainstream media. We won't hear about Maricopa County on the mainstream media.
The only way you're going to hear is this live show, and when this archived at Mandaw Video, with the headline, evidence of fraud confirmed, election stolen Arizona. There's your headline. It's up to you to get that and email it and text message and say, see. And here's the good news, though. Even in controlled CNN polls, 70% of Republicans think it was stolen, 30%+ of Democrats. In real scientific polls being done, upwards of 80% of America questions the election across the board with real focus groups. So no one's buying this, and no one's buying them worshiping Biden saying a State of the Union or joint session was the most beautiful, inspiring speech ever. We can hardly talk. The gaslighting isn't working, CNN. The crap isn't working.
You know what is working, though, Alex? And we don't like to do false hope. And there's a lot of people out here, release the Kraken and all that stuff. And I get it. We want people to be on good spirits. But the good things that are happening right now is the organic movement.
People taking
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, take Linwood. I like Linwood. He's a great speaker. I want to believe he's right. But he's up there saying, all this stuff that's magical thinking, that's like Q stuff, that then discredits. Lynn is a great speaker. He's
and
a smart guy.
People on the sidelines.
He doesn't need to. Exactly. We don't need people on the sidelines. We need people knowing that they have the power.
Like, this is why they're not pressuring people with the mask. This is why they're saying you can take off the mask, because people said we're sick of wearing the mask. People showed up to parent school conferences and school board meetings and chanted and fired entire school board.
And here's what they're doing. I said they would do this. They're masters. They'll squeeze, and we used to protest the TSA. As soon as we fight back, they would release. Then when we dissipate, they squeeze again. So we have to keep pressing, keep pushing for Fauci to go to jail, for them to get in trouble, for them to be called upon war crime a tribunal, for Nuremberg too. We've got to go on the offense is the best defense, or they're going to come back. Look at England, look at Canada, look at Germany. Lockdowns will never end.
Well, that's
okay.
Why.
Ever. Not 20 years from now, not 100, until everybody's dead.
That is the key message, ladies and gentlemen. Stay on the offensive. Keep pushing. Don't let up. We can't just win this one minor victory, get them to back off a little bit and say, okay, everything's fine now. No, we have to hold these people to account. We have to hold them to account for what they've done to this country.
When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us. And thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, It will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in the surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today. Protect your privacy and fund the InfoWar. So what's the most important part, let's say, in a bulldozer running over the globalist? The treads, the wheels, the engine, the scoop on the front. It's all very important, but the fuel is paramount, and that's my allegory. TurboForce is vitamins, minerals, amino acids that synergistically work with six different natural forms of healthy, clean energy that lasts for 10 hours in the average metabolic system metabolism of a human. Some people get 15 hours out of it. Some people get about 8 hours. But people take this. People are taking it in sports. People cannot believe it's the best they've ever had because it's not hype. Nobody puts as much product into their pre-workouts, their post-workouts. You can call us whatever you want. It's a total solution all around, the best you're going to find. Turbo Force. Without you, we don't roll. With you, we surge forward together. It's like the bulldozer without the diesel fuel. If we don't have your financial support, we will be defeated. You support us and get products you already need that literally fuel your body and your mind. It's a win-win. 360 together. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family. 2 weeks ago, I launched a sale on all the high-quality storable foods at preparewithalex.com. And I pointed out that the Bloomberg Global Food Index shows that current crop purchases being made for the end of the summer when the crops are completed around the world is up 76%. That alone will cause civil unrest, major problems. Since then, inflation has exploded in the last 2 weeks. You've seen the pipeline crises. You've seen Governor Whitmer shutting down or trying to shut down the pipeline in Michigan. This is a concerted operation. And so, listeners had a huge response to our big sale, 2020 prices in the year 2021. 10% off all storable foods, preparewithalex.com. Now, the sale ended yesterday, so I'm now, because of a lot of requests, extending it through Sunday, and then it absolutely has to end. So, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, year supplies, highest quality water filters, and so much more. Preparewithalex.com. It's the best deal you're going to find on high quality storable food for you and your family and your community. Get ready now. Preparewithalex.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us on InfoWars.com or band.video or across the world on radio and television stations everywhere. However you're tuning into us, welcome and thank you so much for being here. We'll be talking to Robert Morris of the Mo Freedom Foundation very shortly about the ongoing conflict in Israel between Israel and Gaza. I want to play some videos that have come out recently from this conflict. We'll go first to clip number four. This is from early this morning. Jordanians managed to cut the fence and are now crossing into the Palestinian territories for the first time since 1967. Here's what that looks like.
Good.
Oh, I guess this is, yeah, so that's Jordanians crossing into Palestinian territories. What that could possibly mean, I really have no idea, which is why we're going to have somebody more knowledgeable than me who can perhaps answer that question. But there's some other shocking video coming out of the Middle East. Here's CCTV video capturing a rocket impact in Ashkelon earlier. So this is one of the rockets launched by Hamas from Gaza landing in Israel. And here's what that looks like. You see the car park, and over on the right is where the big flash comes and big explosion. So that's just one of the rockets that I suppose evaded the Iron Dome security system. How does that happen? Well, it's nonstop rocket fire. So here is clip number 12, nonstop rocket fire at southern and central Israel, multiple interceptions from the Iron Dome. Sky as they are tracked, hunted down by the Iron Dome system. Really incredible. One more quick video here. It's only 4 seconds long, but it shows some on-the-ground footage of Gaza, of what it looks like when the IDF goes full scorched earth on this neighborhood. Clip 16, let's roll it. Pretty devastating stuff. I can't possibly imagine witnessing that with my own eyes. So that's just a little bit of what has been going on the last night as Israel and Gaza continue to exchange rocket fire and airstrikes. And now Jordanians getting in the mix. What does this all mean? Well, hopefully we can get a little bit closer to the truth with my guest, Robert Morris. Robert Morris started the Mo Freedom Foundation YouTube channel in 2011, where he covers current affairs and international politics. Mo Freedom steps outside the fear-based framework created by the mainstream media with a resolute focus on the story behind the story. Mo Freedom is truly independent, which allows Robert to deliver intellectually honest arguments that destroy mainstream media talking points on YouTube. It can be found at Mo Freedom Foundation. That's M-O, Freedom Foundation. And his Twitter is at Robbo Law, R-O-B-B-O Law. And I'm very happy to welcome Robert Morris to the program. Welcome to American Journal, Robert.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I'm happy to have you on because I think I, like probably most Americans, really don't understand the Middle East as much as we probably should, considering how intertwined our country seems to be in the situation over there. And, you know, you said to me when I was talking to you, getting you on the show, you said, well, I'm not an expert. And so, all right, that's fine. But you know a lot more than a lot of us. So I'm glad that you're on to share some of your expertise. Can you walk us through just in general how this got started and what exactly is the conflict that brought about this exchange of rocket fire?
So do you want me to go back to 1948?
Yeah, if you could start at the very, very beginning. If we could start with the Old Testament, maybe that'd be a good. But no, I guess it. I mean, did this all sort of spiral out of the eviction case that was at the Supreme Court? Sheikh Jarrah, is that what it's called?
I think there's two sort of separate interpretations that I've been seeing. Is this something that happened because Netanyahu, the prime minister of Israel, wanted it to happen? Or is it something that happened because Netanyahu was so distracted and it happened? This is part of – I did a video on Tuesday that talks about this. What's so surprising to me about this Sheikh Jarrah issue is the fact that we're paying attention to it, the fact that it is – breaking through into mainstream media dialogues, because it's actually and if I were a big supporter of, you know, an Israel super fan, I'd be kind of shocked, actually, at how much this issue is breaking through, because it's sort of the I mean, there are particularities because this is East Jerusalem, which has a status which is subtly different from the rest of the West Bank, which is, you know, there's not one Palestinian issue. There's like at least four. But with this Sheikh Jarrah issue, it's the nuts and bolts of occupation. It's the sort of legalistic, boring stuff that allows, that normally allows, you know, a very reasonable looking representative of the Israeli side say, oh, gosh, you know, just the law is the law. But what's strange about this round is that folks are actually in the mainstream media actually investigating the claims and looking a little more deeply and finding that, well, actually, these legal procedures that we've been saying, oh, well, you know, this is just Israel doing legal stuff in terms of occupation for 50 years are actually pretty messed up,
right.
Which is very surprising to me. So just the actual details, we're talking about six households within a neighborhood in Jerusalem. It is a traditionally more Palestinian neighborhood. The sort of insane argument that the Israeli plaintiffs are making is that, well, before 1948, this was actually these properties were actually Jewish, so we should be able to go back to that. Of course, if any Palestinian tries to say the properties, you know, properties in Israel were Palestinian before 1948, they should go back. They would be laughed out of court. So it's what's strange is that we're all actually paying so much attention to this issue that used to be something that U.S. mainstream media would just ignore.
It would just sort of go on in the background. But obviously the violence has sprouted. I mean, you sort of touched on a few questions I wanted to ask, because that was one of the things I wanted to know is this particularly extreme what's going on right now? I know we've had, like, in 2018, there was a lot of conflict. In 2014, there was a lot. I mean, every few years, something seems to flare up between Gaza and Israel. Is what's happening right now particularly extreme in the historical view, or is this sort of another flare up that may sort of simmer down after, you know, a little while?
It's impossible to say at this point, because we're in the early days. There's so many open questions. I haven't done a detailed update this morning. There was some question when I went to bed last night whether or not Israel had sent ground forces into Gaza. That's another escalation. I've seen many arguments that it's been surprising the volume of rockets that that Gaza has been able to send over. We're still in early days on this. So it's really, I mean, unfortunately, it's only once things calm down and we step back and assess what has actually happened that we can say whether this is dramatically worse. What I do think is the pathway that this has taken is surprising. And what is, I think the consensus is dramatically worse, is the way that this has, you know, I had said that the Palestinian problem is actually, I think it's to the benefit of, the Israeli government position to pretend it's all just one big problem and everything's Gaza, everything's Hamas, everything's people throwing rockets at us. The Hamas part of this, the Gaza throwing rockets bit, isn't too surprising at this point. Who knows? It could get worse. What is surprising, and I think really terrifying to a lot of people, is that there is a significant Israeli Arab population. These are folks of Palestinian descent who have Israeli citizenship. And this has traditionally been a big case for sort of Israeli decency or whatnot. And now what we're really seeing for the first time, not for the first time, but for on the largest scales.
Well, hold that thought. Hold that thought. We got to go to break. We'll be right back.
People keep asking me, Alex, how did you predict over a year ago that food prices would explode within a year? Because it was in all the globalist actuaries that you shut down most of the world for a year. It's going to cause a collapse in food production and distribution. And not just that, fuel and every other major commodity. The globalists want a post-industrial world. They're hitting us with economic war. I told you food prices would explode. They're now exploding. Our great sponsor, My Patriot, has barely gone up in price. Their competitors have gone up even more, but they're about to go up in 2 weeks. But instead of just holding prices, they're still 10% off until Sunday evening, and then it's got to go up. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, 2020 prices in the year 2021. But you've got to act now, and buying your food from us funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. It's ready to ship. They've got it on hand. Get yours before the scarcity and the lines start, which I think we'll see by next fall. Hell, a lot of shelves are already empty. This is crazy. We're being collapsed by design. Get ready now. PrepareWithAlex.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava Root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Thursday morning, May 13th. I'm sitting in my studio getting ready to go live, and I am just cutting this bulletin to all the listeners and all the viewers so you understand how serious the situation is. Just 2 weeks ago, I predicted you'd see massive inflation explode, that they would cut off more pipelines. I said it on air more than 50 times because America is under strategic globalist attack in an economic trade war to make sure China wins. This is World War III. And I told listeners, you need to get storable food. You need to get water filtration. Those are some of the basics you need. And we have the best storable food at the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. Now, the sale was supposed to end yesterday, but I'm running it through the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th because so many people have requested that I extend it so people have a chance to get this great deal, 2020 prices in the year 2021. And then my Patriot's going to have to go up on prices because everybody else is already, and the raw materials are skyrocketing. They have the food ready to ship right now at preparewithalex.com, 10% off.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high quality fish oil does. And it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, welcome back. It's American Journal on InfoWars.com, band.video. We are talking to Robert Morris of Mo Freedom Foundation. That's M-O Freedom Foundation on YouTube. His Twitter is at Robbo Law, R-O-B-B-O Law. He says he's a recovering attorney. So Robbo Law is his Twitter handle. So we're talking, of course, about Israel and Palestine, the Israel-Gaza conflict that's going on right now. We've touched on a lot of really interesting parts of this, and a lot of it's up in the air. You know, if I didn't actually think that Robert would come on and have very clear-cut things. I don't think there is such clear-cut examples of this, but you find out the more you look into it, the more convoluted and uncertain things are. So maybe we're just trying to get a handle on the uncertainty itself. But Robert, how does this play into the bigger picture of Middle East politics? And we were talking during the break, and I was sort of saying, this doesn't look good for Israel. This looks like they're totally open to further attacks. I really am sort of waiting for Hezbollah to launch an attack because Israel's so tied up in the south. It seems like they're totally defenseless in the north. I'm wondering if this spirals out into a larger conflict. I guess we don't know because it's still early days. But how does this play into the larger context of Middle Eastern instability?
Well, I think the Hezbollah point is fascinating. The most interesting aspects of this at this point from a geopolitical standpoint is we've got this Iron Dome that has thus far done a, frankly, a spectacular job. I'm sort of a I'm a skeptic of the military-industrial complex more generally. So to my ideology, it's weird to see any kind of rocket or missile defense work. Right. I mean, to be clear, this is working because the rockets that Gaza are sending are obviously not, you know, state-of-the-art, top-of-the-line stuff. But it is working quite well. However, as with any missile defense, any kind of defense of any kind of target in the modern age, it can be overwhelmed. And Hezbollah presumably has more serious missile technology than the Gazans have been able to get a hold of. So if Hezbollah were to decide to pile on at this point, there's a distinct possibility of what looks like a much more real threat to Israeli life, which changes the calculus of really everything. And I think it's an open question, the degree to which Hezbollah is a proxy of Iran. No question it's being heavily funded. But actually, I think that what's happening now, the fact that Hezbollah has not jumped in, actually provides support for the idea that Hezbollah is kind of a adjunct of Iranian policy. Because what we're seeing right now is, I believe, an Iran that's being quite rational. Iran is interested, some aspects of the Iranian leadership are interested in getting back into the JCPOA, the Iran nuclear deal, and getting sanctions relief. Were Hezbollah a co-religionist and much closer proxy of Iran than Hamas is to pile on at this point and create serious civilian destruction in Israel, then I think the possibility of a return to the Iran nuclear deal, which is already looking sadly remote, would become an impossibility. So I think Hezbollah and Iran are playing a larger game. There's a sort of way of looking at Iran that they're crazy and they're just about to, you know, they're crazy terrorists and they want to ruin everything. Where in fact, I find the Iranian government to be extraordinarily strategic. And honestly, during the Trump administration, I think they acted with great restraint. I think that's probably, that's my interpretation of why Hezbollah may not have piled on at this point. But that is a huge risk for Israel, unquestionably.
Right. Yeah, I would not be feeling very safe if I lived in the north of Israel, even though all of, you know, most of the fighting going on now is in the south. You'd feel totally open to all of this. What about Bibi Netanyahu? You mentioned a little bit in the last segment. I know he's under some corruption charges, but there was maybe supposed to be a change in leadership. Did this waylay that or postpone that? Just what does Netanyahu and the interior political machinations of Israel have to do with what's going on in Gaza?
It has postponed it. It has made Netanyahu. Netanyahu has survived again. Netanyahu is the seemingly perpetual prime minister of Israel. It is. I think we're on four or five rounds of elections, all of which have ended in weird deadlocks that somehow ended up with Netanyahu still being in power. I think it's perhaps overly conspiratorial to suggest that Netanyahu created this situation to preserve his power, but that is the effect. I was speaking before the break about the new tragedy. What aspect of this is really kind of horrifying is that there is a population of Arab Israelis who, in this particular flare-up, are fighting with their fellow Jewish Israelis. We're seeing really scary, scary scenes of sort of intercommunal conflict, not from Gaza, not from the West Bank, not in Jerusalem, but throughout Israeli cities that are typically more more peaceful. And it's especially sad because one of the most extraordinary things, the development that was happening in Israeli politics, is that it seemed like for the first time an Arab-Israeli party was going to join in a massive coalition to help unseat Netanyahu. And I think On Twitter, somebody had said this on Twitter. I wish I could pick out who it was exactly, but like it would have been a tremendous blow to the ideology and propaganda of Hamas if there was an Arab-Israeli party in leadership in Israel. That just crushes this sort of, you know, constant struggle propaganda. Unfortunately, because of this rocket attack and because of the actions that the Israeli government that took leading up to that, we are seeing stuff that is perfect for Hamas propaganda, which is the Arab-Israeli population, which is traditionally, at least since 2000 or so, seen as more calm and okay with Israeli leadership, is in the midst of an uprising itself as well.
Yeah, and that is totally unique, right, in terms of the conflict between Gaza and Israel. It almost exclusively would take place in Gaza. It'd be excursions into Gaza. There'd be maybe rockets, you know, every once in a while. But the idea of Arabs and Israelis fighting each other on the streets in cities like Lod and outside of Gaza, that is pretty much unheard of in recent history, right?
So the Second Intifada, which went from 2000 to 2005, I think by 2005, the Palestinians in the West Bank, Gaza and the West Bank had sort of discredited themselves entirely. But at the very beginning of the Second Intifada, my understanding is, again, I'm not an expert, in 2000 or so, there was some tension like this between Arab Israelis and Jewish Israelis. But really, it's been 20 years since we've seen anything on this scale. And I think it's this is something I get to a lot. I think it's one of the fundamental strategic missteps of the Abraham Accords is that it removed this idea that the Palestinians were representatives of anti-Semitic petro-states like Saudi Arabia or something like that, sort of took away this idea that the Palestinians in West Bank and Gaza were the representatives of 400 million Arabs who wanted to attack Israel. Post Abraham Accords, no, it's just the Palestinian cause. It's just
right.
Israel throwing flashbangs and mosques. And whereas I think this is much broader application as well, but also I think for Israeli Arabs, it's like, no, wait a second, no, like we're loyal to the Israeli state, but if the Israeli state is bombing mosques and there's nobody actually threatening them through the Palestinians, then what are we being loyal to here? That's tremendous speculation on my part. Again, I'm not an expert. I just know more about this than most people in the U.S. government working on it.
So. Yes. Yeah, I think that's definitely true. And maybe that goes to explain why this doesn't seem to be spiraling out into wider conflict with Lebanon or Iran or anybody else. They're sort of just keeping their powder dry for the most part. Although we did see video today of Jordanians crossing the border into Palestine, and I'm totally out of my depth at this point. Can you give us any sort of idea as to what this could possibly mean? Are they invading Palestine? Are they going to help Palestine? Do you know anything about this? All I know is that I've seen a video and people are saying it's a big deal, and I couldn't tell you why. Is this a big deal that Jordanians are passing into Palestine for the first time since 1967?
I haven't seen the video. I would think that the realistic chance of any kind of, Jordanian public walking from the border and having an impact on this conflict is essentially nil. Mm-hmm. Jordan, the government, has had a peace deal with Israel since 1994, I believe. Mm-hmm. So were there any kind of mass movement of Jordanians to attempt to, sort of a children's crusade of Jordanians, to sort of try to influence that the Jordanian government would crack down pretty strong.
Wow, very interesting. It is as convoluted as ever, but I think we're a little bit closer to actually wrapping our minds around it. Thank you so much, Robert Morris, Mo Freedom Foundation on YouTube. His Twitter is at Robbo Law, R-O-B-B-O Law. Go watch his YouTube channel. You will learn a lot about the Middle East. Thank you so much for coming on, Robert.
Thanks so much for having me.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
globalist puppet Joe Biden wasted no time blaming Russia with no evidence for the shutdown of the East Coast gasoline pipeline that goes from Houston right up through New York City and supplies more than half of the gasoline to the East Coast. But who is it that actually shut down the main pipeline from Canada through the Midwest to Houston to refine the oil that's then turned into gas and sent to the East Coast? That's right. Joe Biden shut down the Keystone pipeline right after it was completed. Joe Biden did that to America. He has the history. He has the background. He's the one that promised to, quote, get us off of fossil fuels. He's the one that's tried to extend the lockdowns of the country. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the New World Order wants a post-industrial world, and they want the United States, Europe, and Australia crippled so communist China can be dominant. It's not Russia that's the enemy. It's communist China and their minions like Joe Biden in control of the White House. That's the facts. That's the information.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
The power mad on the Hill had a big sit-down in both chambers. They had to get to the bottom of the radical domestic terrorism sweeping the country.
The horror of domestic violent extremism is still with us.
You can call it a riot or a resurrection. This man died while he was in the middle of this attack on our Capitol.
I feel pain, and the black people hate my people.
No, not that radicalism. Haven't you heard? Black Lives Matter and Antifa firing guns into innocent citizens' cars is the new peaceful protest.
The ideological outlook of the individual committing these alleged crimes is not important to the Department of Justice. But what resources has the department dedicated to identifying and prosecuting the individuals responsible for the violent acts last summer that were aimed at institutions like courthouses and police stations?
As you might expect, I know more about the resources we're putting into January 6th because most of those resources have been put in on my watch during the time I've been here.
An Asian American viciously beaten on a New York City subway. NYPD officials say they're still investigating whether it's a hate crime.
The J train beating is brutal. Fists flew both ways until they didn't. Eventually, an Asian man passes out after getting punched. Choked.
State tonight to a story you saw first on 2. A woman is now charged with a hate crime in connection with an attack on the owner of a beauty supply store. Keandra Young is one of two customers accused of assaulting Jung Kim on St. Patrick's Day.
Another suspect slammed a 71-year-old grandmother to the ground, yanking her purse so hard that the strap broke off. And here, this one is really disturbing. A 91-year-old man shoved so hard, knocked to the ground.
Oh, no, not the overwhelming black on Asian hate crimes. They're still trying to brand that as white supremacy.
I don't doubt that to some extent the COVID virus has increased hostility or resentment or racist attitudes among some white people. However, in the most horrific attacks that we've seen on video, widely available to the public time and time again, the attackers are not white. What the Democrats or the far left have done, actually quite effectively in the past year or so, is to libel former President Trump for something that the Democrats themselves actually are very much guilty of.
No. Congress and the intelligence community have had their sights set on a scourge threatening their precious corporatic country club for decades. Patriotic Americans.
Unfortunately, the horror of domestic violent extremism is still with us. Indeed, the FBI assessed that 2019 was the deadliest year for violent domestic extremism since 1995. In March of this year, the intelligence community, in a report drafted by DHS, the FBI, and the National Counterterrorism Center, under the auspices of the Director of National Intelligence, assessed that domestic violent extremists pose a elevated threat in 2021.
Racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists are the most likely to conduct mass casualty attacks against civilians, and anti-government or anti-authority violent extremists, specifically militia violent extremists, are the most likely to target law enforcement, government personnel, and government facilities.
I'm placing you under arrest for the future.
Okay, all right. Yeah, they've been the masked hordes of black-clad communists have been targeting federal buildings every day for a year. Oh, but it's the white supremacists who are the most likely to do it. Trust the science, folks. Trust the science. They say white supremacy is the biggest. Because every time they use the term white supremacy or white supremacist, just substitute in the word Bigfoot. They're hunting Bigfoot. They're spending billions of dollars to track down and destroy Bigfoot. And if you question it, you're a Bigfoot sympathizer.
People keep asking me, Alex, how did you predict over a year ago that food prices would explode within a year? Because it was in all the globalist actuaries that you shut down most of the world for a year, it's going to cause a collapse in food production and distribution. And not just that, fuel and every other major commodity. The globalists want a post-industrial world. They're hitting us with economic war. I told you food prices would explode. They're now exploding. Our great sponsor, My Patriot, has barely gone up in price. Their competitors have gone up even more, but they're about to go up in 2 weeks. But instead of just holding prices, they're still 10% off until Sunday evening, and then it's got to go up. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, 2020 prices in the year 2021. But you've got to act now, and buying your food from us funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. It's ready to ship. They've got it on hand. Get yours before the scarcity and the lines start, which I think we'll see by next fall. Hell, a lot of shelves are already empty. This is crazy. We're being collapsed by design. Get ready now. PrepareWithAlex.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of American Journal has begun. I've been in dereliction of my duty here on American Journal. I haven't opened up the phone lines in days, and I apologize for that. It's been a busy couple of days, a little bit of chaos going on behind the scenes, so I'm going to rectify that right now. We're opening up the phone lines, the number to dial, 1-877-789-2539, but hold your horses. I want first-time callers today. First-time callers only. If you've never been on the program, I would like you to call in. If you've called in and not been able to get on, go ahead and call in, but if you've called in and spoken to me or spoken to the InfoWars audience on American Journal, just hold off for a little bit. We want first-time callers only on this Friday. The number again to dial is 1-877-789-2539. First-time callers to American Journal, dial 1-877-789-2539. We'll be taking your calls throughout this hour and throughout the third hour with Rex Jones in studio. Who knows what he's going to want to talk about. He usually comes in with his own agenda, so it'll be exciting to have Rex in studio taking your calls. Also exciting, folks, a brand new supplement has just dropped at InfoWarsStore.com. It's called the Fizzy Magnesium Formula, Fueled by the Power of Ionization. It's now available from the InfoWarsStore.com at $19.95, InfoWarsStore.com. An estimated 75% of Americans do not meet the recommended amount of magnesium intake. In addition, many people are not taking true ionic magnesium for optimal absorption and delivery to the individual cells. Magnesium is documented to help smoothly regulate the nervous system, repair RNA and DNA, convert food into energy, and so much more. That's why we created the new ionized Fizzy Magnesium Drink Mix with true ionic magnesium, available right now for the introductory price of $19.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. It's known that magnesium is one of the most important cofactors in the body, regulating and controlling hundreds of pathways, Magnesium helps support a healthy heart, healthy muscles, healthy sleep, and a healthy mood. You owe it to yourself to get the new Fizzy Magnesium Drink Mix and True Ionic Magnesium right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It tastes great with an outstanding orange flavor that makes it even more refreshing to ingest more water throughout the day. And when you get the two-pack of the Fizzy Magnesium Drink Mix, we're giving you the second one for just $14.95. So buy two of them and you get an even greater discount on this brand new introductory product. Go buy it and then rate it on the website. We need ratings on there. So we want to know what you think about it. I just like it. Fizzy magnesium drink. Doesn't it sound like something the Jetsons would drink? Doesn't this sound like something futuristic that you'd see in some sort of sci-fi from the 1950s? Say, give me a glass of that fizzy magnesium drink. It makes me feel good. Gives me that pep in my step. I like it. Fizzy magnesium drink. I haven't tried some yet because it's so new, but maybe we'll get some in the studio and I'll have a nice tall glass of the fizzy magnesium drink available now at InfoWars.com. I really should take more magnesium. That's one that I think would help me a lot. Now, folks, let's talk a little bit about collapse, shall we? Let's talk about destruction. Let's talk about the greatness of America being deflated in front of our very eyes. Perhaps that's not the right word. Perhaps I should use the word deflation, as now inflation is on everybody's mind. Inflation Nation, this article from Breitbart. Producer prices soar by most on record. Prices received by businesses for goods and services jumped 6.2% compared to a year ago, the largest increase since 12-month data started being calculated by the Department of Labor in 2010. The Department of Labor said its producer price index increased a seasonally adjusted 0.6% compared with March. The index rose 1.0% in March, 0.5% in February, and 1.3% in January. This monthly gain was twice what analysts had forecast. The median estimate for the annual gain was 5.9%. In other words, inflation is here, ladies and gentlemen. That is actually the headline from the New York Times. Inflation is here. What now? What now? Well, what now is your money will be worth less. You'll be able to purchase less. They'll print more money. It may end up in a downward spiral in which hyperinflation takes hold. Long story short, your money is being winnowed away as it sits in your bank account. And this, of course, is the result of nothing more than what you're seeing on the screen right there. Printing insane amounts of money under the auspices of the coronavirus recovery in conjunction with the collapse of middle America, small businesses, as everything is monopolized by Amazon and other massive retailers. But folks, the intemporal metaphysical collapse of the economy is one thing, but the physical collapse of America is happening as well. Massive structure fracture in I-40 bridge over Mississippi will close it indefinitely. Now, this is insane. It's the Hernando de Soto Bridge carrying Interstate 40 over the Mississippi River between Arkansas and Tennessee at Memphis has been closed indefinitely due to a crack in one of its main support beams. Officials said Thursday the crack could take months to repair. Closure will force road traffic to detour over the Memphis-Arkansas Bridge approximately 2 miles to the south. River traffic has been halted temporarily while crews assess the safety of passing beneath the damaged structure. Road crews were poised to remove any cars that crash or otherwise become stuck in the four-lane I-55 bridge. The next nearest Mississippi River crossings are about 60 miles to the south near Lula, Mississippi, and 100 miles to the north near Dryersburg, Tennessee. In other words, this I-40 bridge is a major artery for shipping through the continental United States, and now it is cracked and unusable, potentially for months, while it gets sorted out. Meanwhile, the Biden administration is telling you preschool is infrastructure. Our infrastructure is collapsing, but they will be indoctrinating your preschool children. And that's because the Democrats want what's best for you? No, they want the destruction of the United States. They want utter collapse. Maybe it's pipelines. Maybe it's train tracks. Maybe it's the bridges. The point is, the more difficult it is for you to go about your daily life, the more beneficial it is for the Democrats. And folks, we are losing our most basic freedoms in the United States. I sort of get it now. You know, I've always been like, no, Americans are free and we like being free and we should enjoy our freedom. I kind of get now, we're really not free. We're really not. There's a funny meme that goes around called 7-Eleven nationalism. And what 7-Eleven nationalism means is that you should be able to go to your local 7-Eleven, your local corner store, your local gas station at 2 in the morning, and you should be able to leave your girlfriend in the car as you run in and buy a soda, buy a drink, whatever, and come out, and you shouldn't have to worry about it. Are you capable of doing that? Are you capable of leaving a young woman unattended in a car in the middle of the night in a parking lot? Or might she come into some trouble? Might there be machete-wielding madmen lurking in the shadows of the 7-Eleven, like happens here in Austin on almost a daily basis? You're getting alerts on your phone, a machete attack, two men fighting with machetes outside 7-Eleven. So if you can't walk around with safety, you're not free. If you can't go to the park that your tax dollars pay for, if you can't send your children to your park without supervision, are they free? Are you free? I don't think you are. And I've said it for a long time, and I know great libertarians like Ron Paul would agree with me. Peace is required for freedom. If you are under constant threat, you're not free. If you are in danger of your life for simply existing, you're not free. And that's where we are now. And so now L.A., California, by the way, I believe has half of all homeless people in the entire country. That one state has half of all homeless people. They are now doing what Austin did when the city council destroyed our city. They passed a law saying that homeless people could camp anywhere. 2 years later, there were homeless camps everywhere. And they're incredibly dangerous. And they're catching on fire. And they're hives of drugs and villainy. And they are ruining places where children used to play and run around and be safe. Well, not anymore. And now LA is looking like it's moving in that same direction. Its homeless problem is going to get only worse if they pass this camping in parks bill, and your freedom will suffer the consequences.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would, and now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does. And it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Serving with InfoWars is a great honor, but I still need my morning coffee. And luckily, our break room at the InfoWars headquarters is stocked full of high-quality InfoWars Store Patriot Blend coffee. Grown in the high mountains of southern Mexico, the Chiapas farmers grow 100% organic, non-GMO coffee at the ideal altitude for the perfect cup. A robust coffee with great flavor and mild acidity. There has never been a more important time to support InfoWars. So if you love coffee, and if you want to fight for freedom, then you can help. Order now at the InfoWars store. Sign up for AutoShip and get your own high-quality supply of Patriot Blend coffee delivered right to your door at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. It's American Journal on InfoWars.com, going out to your phone calls momentarily. I was just reading through this homeless camping article from L.A. Truly amazing. The saga of the homeless camping van in Austin has truly been mind-blowing. It went something like this. There were homeless people in Austin. They were here. They were there. They would gather in tents. They would ask you for money on the street. It wasn't a big issue, but they were there like any other American city. Then city council came along and said they were going to fix everything. They said, out of the goodness of our hearts, we're going to allow homeless people to camp anywhere and everywhere in the city. Any public space, the sidewalk, the road, the medians, under overpasses, in parks, along rivers. The world is yours. Camp wherever you want. Set up permanent two-story tent complexes. I personally saw a tent complex with an inflatable swimming pool in it. They were making hay while the sun was shining, and the city became a trash-ridden hellhole. Places that were formerly totally safe were seeing machete fights break out, shootings, drug overdoses, dead bodies, police sirens, chaos, fires burning, just, you know, places where you couldn't formally walk and go to the grocery store. You suddenly found you weren't able to do that without some raging psychopath literally screaming obscenities at you. It was awful. And it was a direct result, 100% caused by the city council voting to no longer ban camping in public places. They did ban camping in one place. They banned camping in front of City Hall. Oh, yes, they're very generous with your neighborhood. They're very, very concerned that homeless people should be allowed to camp outside of where you do business, outside of your store, but not theirs. No, no, you don't stay near theirs. And, of course, this was supported by the city council and the mayor, who all live miles and miles away. They live out near the lake on the west side in the rolling hills where not a homeless person is to be found. Now, they don't have to deal with it, but they're very, very willing and generous to let you deal with it. And so it exploded and caused all sorts of crazy problems. And, you know, the police, they're not dealing with the regular crime because they're so overwhelmed with the homeless crime, and it's just chaos, nonsense. The number of homeless people just absolutely explodes. They're fighting homeless by multiplying the homeless population many times over. And so the people of Austin got fed up and got annoyed with it. And they had to work and fight and scramble and get Proposition B onto the ballots. Now, they were already on an uphill battle because city council just makes this dictate and you have to suffer with it. And so they have to go through the rigmarole of getting this Prop B in place. And then the city uses its funds to campaign against Prop B. And then the city uses its funds to bus homeless people to the polls. Because after all, you open up Austin to the homeless flood into Austin, and then you use those people to vote for more services for homeless people. So they do Proposition B, and it passes. It absolutely passes. They have to remove the homeless people now. Now, that was over a week ago. There's still homeless camps everywhere. They're maybe putting together a plan to perhaps deal with Proposition B, but that image that you just saw right there is almost the most outrageous thing about it. There are now people protesting at City Hall against Proposition B. The vote is over. They had the vote. They lost the vote. What are they protesting? What are they protesting? The results of the election. Now, this isn't a 2020 Trump election protesting where they're saying, look, there are inconsistencies in the ballot numbers. Look, we think there was fraud. We don't think this election was legitimate. No, they perfectly acknowledge that the election was 100% legitimate. And the results that we received are the correct results for the plebiscite of the entire city. Here's the result. And now they're arguing against it. So what do they want? What do they want? What they want is for the city to ignore the will of the people. See, this is how our democracy works. When they say our democracy, what they mean is when the government does things that they want, that are in line with their narrative and their positions and their ideas and their ideology. And even if they hold a plebiscite and pull the entire city of Austin and their ideas lose, they still want you to enforce it. They still are not happy with it. Now they're protesting, telling you, override the will of the people. The will of the people is wrong. We're right. That's the way they feel about it. And so now they're trying to get more services, more allowances for homeless people to camp. And by the way, this has been devastating for people who live near these places. There have been videos posted on YouTube where they show within the matter of 3 to 4 months, places literally right outside. Somebody will have a home, they'll have a gate, their backyard gate opens onto a creek. It's where their kids would run out and catch tadpoles and play in the, by the riverbed and camp and watch fireflies. And they show within a matter of 3 months, it goes from a pristine nature reserve to a homeless drug den with needles littering the ground and people passed out, possibly dead, lying, drooling up against these people's fences where they have young children that used to go out and play there. It's been utterly devastating. And it's just all of this is so emblematic of what's going on in the country. And the regular people are just having to try to deal with it. They're the ones paying for all of it. They're the ones suffering from it. They're the ones arguing against it. And yet time and time again, their will is overridden by people that don't deal with it, don't pay for it. They're actually forbid the homeless people from camping anywhere near them. But you have to deal with it. You have to handle it. And this is the democratic mindset. Oh, they're helping everybody. They're so helpful to everybody. And then they bring in the masses of people that support them. And then they take them to the polls to greater boost their numbers. It's the game plan. It's what's happening all over the country. And now LA is just diving headlong into this. They say on the west side, Bonin has gone in a different direction, proposing that two parks, three beach parking lots, and a waterfront parking lot in Marina del Rey be evaluated as possible locations for sanctioned overnight camping, tiny homes, or overnight parking for people living in their vehicles, depending on the location. Some opponents warn the proposal will limit public access to beaches and parkland. Others say they fear their communities could become the next Venice, a neighborhood where in Bonin's district where multiple encampments have experienced high crime, rising crime, and a rash of fires. Obviously, that's going to happen. Clearly, that's going to be the case. You're going to lose your parks. You're going to lose your libraries. You're going to lose your beaches. Neighborhoods that were once peaceful and flourishing, where you could just send your kid out to go run around and be a child free of supervision because you knew your neighborhood was safe, those days are over. That America is gone. And if you try to argue for it, you might be a white supremacist. I hate to say. I hate to give you this news. It's horrible news. But these ideas, public safety, the police, clearing roads, not anymore. Now it's just chaos, fire, and meanwhile, the billionaires, they won't have to deal with it. There are no homeless people in Beverly Hills. There are no homeless people in the hills outside of Austin or in River Oaks or in any of these other millionaire neighborhoods. They'll be fine. It'll be you. It'll be the middle class. It'll be the regular people. You won't have access to the beach right down the road from your house. And the people voting for this and supporting it and carrying it forward, they don't even care about the beach down your house. That beach sucks. They're going to go to the Bahamas and leave you behind. Deal with the feces and the needles and the drugs and the chaos and the fires. Welcome to the new America.
The globalists comprise the oldest and richest families on earth, and they have brought down hundreds and hundreds of nations over the last 1,000 years. They have bankrupted once successful countries all across the world, and they've used the same formulas of civil unrest and civil war. And they're doing it again to the United States of America and Europe right now, bringing in giant third world populations and then brainwashing them and turning them against the country that they wanted to emigrate to because they knew it was better and had more freedom and more opportunity. Ladies and gentlemen, America is under scientific attack, and it's time now more than ever to raise the alarm and warn everyone you know about what's really happening, and at the same time, get prepared in case things continue to go south like they are. One of the smartest moves out there is to get high-quality, storable food so that as inflation goes up, it's a way to defeat the inflation and have insurance you can eat. So we've extended the sale through this Sunday at 10% off all storable foods at preparewithalex.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Globalist puppet Joe Biden wasted no time blaming Russia with no evidence for the shutdown of the East Coast gasoline pipeline that goes from Houston right up through New York City and supplies more than half of the gasoline to the East Coast. But who is it that actually shut down the main pipeline from Canada through the Midwest to Houston to refine the oil that's then turned into gas and sent to the East Coast? That's right, Joe Biden shut down the Keystone pipeline right after it was completed. Joe Biden did that to America. He has the history. He has the background. He's the one that promised to, quote, get us off of fossil fuels. He's the one that's tried to extend the lockdowns of the country. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the New World Order wants a post-industrial world, and they want the United States, Europe, and Australia crippled so communist China can be dominant. It's not Russia that's the enemy. It's communist China and their minions like Joe Biden in control of the White House. That's the facts. That's the information.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The Globalist Fear, this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Hi, welcome back, folks. Directly out to your phone calls on this Friday, May 14th, Patty in Jersey has called in. Thanks so much for calling in, Patty, about children being forced to wear masks in schools. Patty, you are on the air.
Good morning, Harrison. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
All right. I'm doing well, thanks. So I wanted to go over, last night I saw a video about the dad freaking out on the Board of Ed and getting the typical liberal response. And I am I'm actually the host of the Smoke a Fatty with Patty Show podcast, P-A-T-T-Y. And, you know, I've been hosting that since last July, and I talked to a lot of people, and that's just a typical liberal response. If you don't know or you didn't hear about it, that's where the argument stops. They don't want to listen to what you have to say. They just shut you down because, oh, I didn't hear that. And I had an episode, October 9th, 2020. The name of it was 2 plus 2 equals 5. Mm-hmm. Nobody had any idea what that meant, but I believe they're starting to.
That's one of the weird, you know, sometimes I wear around the 1776 shirt from InfoWars store. It says, you know, the answer to 1984 is 1776. And I have people be like, 1984, what is that? And it's like, you know, the book. And they're like, no, what book? It's like, okay. All right, maybe I see how we got to this situation. Yeah, people don't understand the 2 plus 2 equals 5 thing, which is a central part of the 1984 book, where you have to truly believe that 2 plus 2 can equal 5. And it's representative of the control that the totalitarian government has over the minds of its people. And the mask thing is the perfect example. Actually, I said it on Twitter. I had it pulled up right here. I said, you know, we live in a world of dictates that are both ironclad and entirely arbitrary, talking about the mask reversal, how, you know, one day it's the mask is totally necessary. Even if you're vaccinated, you must continue to wear the mask. And the next day they're like, never mind, you don't have to wear the mask anymore. And they just change these laws completely arbitrarily. And I think mostly based on PR and psychological polling, where they see what they can get away with and they push it just as far. They realize people are pushing back, so they change the laws. All of this has nothing to do with your health or with medical reality, but they are basically using medical authority to impose things on you. And I say they're laying the psychological groundwork for total totalitarianism. Laws changed without debate, reason, or the ability to protest. If you make the rules inconsistent, the punishment's draconian, then the population will be yours to manipulate at will. And that's the reality, and that's why they're trying to keep you in this state of constant uncertainty, because you're trying not to break the rules, you're trying not to break the laws, but they're changing the laws without any purpose or reason or no, you know, logic behind what they're giving you. It's completely absurd. Now people are, I see on Twitter, they're just like, yes, the CDC said I don't have to wear, but I'm going to go ahead and keep wearing the mask because it makes me feel safe. It's just like, wow, you're so enslaved that even when they tell you that you're free, you're like, I'm just going to go ahead and shut that gate back on me. I'm going to go ahead and lock myself in the gate now because I feel safer behind the slavery bars than out there in the scary real world. It's totally insane. So this video that you're talking about, it's a guy talking, you know, getting mad at the school board about making his children wear masks, and they just like cut him off, I guess. I'm not super familiar with the specific clip that you're talking about, Patty.
So pretty much he made it. Many valid points, and they interrupted him in the middle of his speech to tell him to put his mask over his nose.
Right.
Now, my wife, she made me a shirt. It was right after the Tucker episode, but I have a shirt that says, "Your mask makes me feel uncomfortable." And the back, it says, "Oxygen is essential."
Right.
Whatever happened to that?
Happened to breathing? I don't know. Yeah, it's illegal now, sir.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, I take a lot of your videos and I put them up on the Smoke a Fatty with Patty Show podcast. In between my sets, I fill in a lot with your shows, Alex's shows, Owen's shows, and I appreciate you guys.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's great. Maybe we'll smoke a fatty together one day, Patty.
That's what I'm talking about.
That'd be fun. Thanks so much for the call.
Smoke a Fatty with Patty, P-A-D-D-Y. Thanks a lot, Harrison. Have a great day, everybody.
All right, thanks, man. You too. We got another caller about the CDC says vax can take the mask off. Paris in Las Vegas. Thanks for calling in. Paris, you are on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Thank you. A long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm going to get straight to the point.
Thank you.
Joe Biden announced the CDC thing yesterday. I work graveyard, so I go into work that night. I see several employees walking around without masks, and I ask them, are we not doing the mask thing anymore? First thing they tell me, we took our vaccination, we went to HR, we had to run through the whole process to get permission to not wear the mask, and now they're not wearing it. At that moment, I knew that I couldn't do it. I took the mask off, I confronted my manager. The sous chef wasn't willing to do anything. By the time the morning came, the F&B manager walked up to me and said, you need to put a mask on or you need to leave. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, it's discrimination. You can't tell me to put a mask on or keep a mask on without a vaccine. So then I have a conversation with the executive chef. And I basically, with the way it ended, I told him, so if I come into work tomorrow without a mask, are you going to let me work? And he says, no, we're going to send you home. So the strategy now for me is I'm going to keep going into work without a mask until they fire me. The problem is now that I don't have resources, connections. I don't know what to do. I need a lawyer, somebody that's going to help me,
right,
or at least help other people. But I'm going to lose my job. This is it. It's game over. I won't work with a mask on while everybody else walks around without a mask because they took their vaccines like the sheep that they are.
Right.
This is wrong. This is it. Like this is the moment I've been preparing for my whole life. And I'm reaching out to you guys. Like, I know you have the information and this can help a lot of other people because I'm not going to be the only one going through this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so if you are vaccinated, they'll let you take off the mask, but because you're not vaccinated, they're saying that you have to wear one. Can you just tell them that you are vaccinated?
No, because you have to go to HR and provide the info. You have to prove that you're vaccinated,
right,
which I thought was totally illegal. You're not supposed to, like, I thought companies weren't supposed to ask for your medical records. Isn't that a HIPAA violation? Anyways, though, the managers weren't going to bend. And at this point, I'm standing with my faith and my beliefs, and I'm prepared to go into them. I'm ready to go, you know. This is it for me.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, God bless you, man. I feel for you. I don't know what I would do if I was in that situation. I certainly wouldn't, you know, walk around with a mask on while everybody else is allowed not to have a mask. I think that would be a little outrageous. I think you definitely shouldn't go without a fight, or at least let them know, like, you know, you can fire me, but it's not over. Even if you don't have a lawyer, you can act like you do. And that might, you know, spook them into letting you stay. I don't know anymore. We're in the situation now where you can't really play by the rules because the rules are inconsistent, ever-changing, and unjustly applied, right? I mean, the rules are different for you versus me. It's all nonsense. So I think the gloves are off, in my opinion. I think, you know, I'm not going to tell you to do anything illegal, but what is illegal these days? I mean, it's not legal for them to demand that you wear a mask while other people aren't wearing a mask. I mean, the CDC does not have the force of law, despite everything that they're trying to tell people, you know, as if they do, they don't. So
in my position is get some information posted on the website so we can contact the lawyers that are willing to take on this kind of case. Mm. Let me straight up honest. I don't have the money to afford a lawyer. I'm barely making it by as now. The gas prices, the increased food. I'm looking at being homeless at this rate. I'm prepared to do so. People need to start standing up. The revolutionaries who built this country gave up so much more.
Yeah.
And I'm ready. I'm ready to do what I need to do. If I just need some information so I can at least throw a few punches. I know this is game over for me, but I've been waiting for this moment for years now.
Well, look, there are going to be other places that will not treat you with such disrespect, will not, you know, impose draconian rules on you. Clearly, you're a well-spoken guy who's able to hold down a job. Go get a job somewhere else that doesn't do this. Or, you know, I don't know if you know the customers, and, you know, get customers to go up and tell the managers, like, hey, if you fire this guy, I'm never coming back here. You're losing my business. I'm telling all my friends not to come back here either. I mean, make it, you know, an economic liability for them to be using their force like that, and perhaps they will think twice about it. I mean, that's the only advice I have, because you know, we're in a brave new world now where these bizarre arbitrary dictates by the CDC have all the force of law because people put up with it.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Rogers has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
People keep asking me, Alex, how did you predict over a year ago that food prices would explode within a year? Because it was in all the globalist actuaries that you shut down most of the world for a year, it's going to cause a collapse in food production and distribution. And not just that, fuel and every other major commodity. The globalists want a post-industrial world. They're hitting us with economic war. I told you food prices would explode. They're now exploding. Our great sponsor, My Patriot, has barely gone up in price. Their competitors have gone up even more, but they're about to go up in 2 weeks. But instead of just holding prices, they're still 10% off until Sunday evening, and then it's got to go up. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, 2020 prices in the year 2021. But you've got to act now, and buying your food from us funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. It's ready to ship. They've got it on hand. Get yours before the scarcity and the lines start, which I think we'll see by next fall. Hell, a lot of shelves are already empty. This is crazy. We're being collapsed by design. Get ready now. PrepareWithAlex.com.
I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shockproofs in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
The best product. I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now. If you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping. But as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite. And all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, and not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. American Journal here on InfoWars.com, band.video. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Take advantage of the introductory price for our newest product, the Fizzy Magnesium Formula. It's a drink mix, a powder that you drop into a fruit juice or a water, and it creates a orange-flavored punch that has all the magnesium that you need to get your health right. An estimated 75% of Americans do not meet the recommended magnesium intake amount. I know I am probably one of those. You are too, probably, if you're one of the 75%, and you can supplement your diet with the power of true ionic magnesium right now at InfoWarsStore.com by buying the Fizzy Magnesium Drink Mix, $19.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. Buy a second one, and the price goes down to $14.95 for that second product. So
The more you buy, the more you save. Fizzy magnesium drink. I'm telling you, it sounds like something you'd order on a moon base. But it's available now at InfoWarsStore.com. With that, we go back out to your phone calls. We have many calls to get to. Jeremy in Ohio wants to talk about the $5 million vax lottery in Ohio. Isn't this great, Jeremy? It's just, you know, you got all these people out there, probably dirt poor, probably desperate situations, and now they're being tempted to get the vaccine for the chance to win $1 million. Just a little bit of the medical establishment taking advantage of the unfortunate by dangling a prize in front of them for being human experimentation subjects. I think it's insane, but Jeremy from Ohio's got his own opinion, so now he's on the air. Thanks for calling in, Jeremy. You're on American Journal.
Harrison, how you doing, brother?
Good, thank you.
Hey, first thing, it's like they're dangling the carrot out in front of the horse. You know, I mean, five people are going to get $1 million. So, you know, they're trying to get millions and millions of people to get this so-called vaccine, which you and I both know is gene editing. And they're not just going after the adults. They're also going after kids, because on top of the 5 million, they're also offering five full ride scholarships, everything included, room and board, books, you know, food for five kids between the ages of 12 and 17. So they're going after the adults and they're going after the kids for this gene editing therapy that is going to end up killing more people then it's going to help people, because we saw what the Deagle report is saying, that we're going to be under 100 million people by 2025. How do you think we're going to get there? This is how we're going to get there, by this vaccine, this so-called vaccine. It's going to end up killing people. And they're dangling this carrot in front of these poor families that have been hurting because of this lockdown. And it's a travesty. We have Dictator DeWine here. He's been out in front of all this lockdown stuff, mask mandates. You know, he's finally letting his finger off of his thumb off of us coming June 2nd. But like Alexson has been saying, they're only going to release it for a little bit and then they're going to clamp right back down.
Yeah.
So now they're dangling the carrot. They're going to get rid of the mask mandate and then they're going to lock it right back down. It's just a shame. Especially the fact they're going after our children, you know. It's just a travesty. All these people are going to answer for what they're doing one day. They're going to answer to the maker, and, you know, they're going to be judged for it.
Yeah, and you're right. You know, just like Alex was pointing out, you know, that's why I wanted to play that segment in the first part, because he points out that this is how they work. They'll clamp down on you for as long as humanly possible until you fight back enough that it makes them back up a little bit. But they'll hit you once again as soon as you back off. And so we need to be on the offensive right now. And I'm trying to think of a good metaphor for it. But essentially, the idea is that all of this stuff that has been done to us, this collapsing of the supply chain, the collapse of small businesses, the collapse of restaurants, the monopolization of consumer goods through Amazon and Target and Walmart and the big suppliers while small businesses collapse, that has all been purposefully done to us, and it was done based off of faulty, incorrect information or people that knew the correct information and yet wanted to do this anyway for ulterior motives. Either way, you can't let them get away with this. It's not, you know, it's like, you know, some guy's abusing you for months on end, and then eventually you get away from him. It's not over then. He has to be playing. He has to be held to account, or else he's just going to do it again. He's, you know, you don't just go, wow, I'm away from the abuse now. It's over. No, no, no. Now the retribution begins. Now we hold them to account for the decisions that they've made. And great call. Thank you so much, Jeremy from Ohio. I share your fury at this. And I want to show a video now. Clip number 9. This is a woman talking about the treatment of children, especially, you know, in this situation, pointing out just how absurd it is that children are being treated the way that they are, especially when they have such a low, low likelihood of ever contracting, especially ever spreading this disease. Yet Fauci's come out and said, well, the children still need to be wearing the masks. We have to make the children wear masks all the time until we can edit their genes. It's just like this guy, he's not even a good tyrant. He's a weaselly little bureaucrat that found himself in the spotlight and doesn't want to move away. But here is this woman, clip number 9. Children are not little adults. They're not super spreaders. Let's see what she has to say.
Children are not little adults. Not acceptable at all. Children have a 99.997% survivability from the COVID. 99.997%. Let me repeat that for you all to understand. And there's evidence that these children are actually a buffer. And what that means is that these children actually, for some reason, do not spread the disease. Children are not super spreaders. So what we're doing to our kids right now is actually criminal. We are isolating them. We are putting them in masks, which is also clinically dangerous. We are also telling them that psychologically telling them that if they bring COVID home, they're going to kill grandma, granddad, aunt, uncle, mom, and dad. That is a horrible, horrible situation to put on our kids. Let me go back to the rotavirus vaccine of 1999. I've been in practice long enough that I actually was giving rotavirus back in 1999, and it was pulled off the market then because of 15 cases of intussusception. Intussusception is where the gut telescopes on itself. Intussusception is not necessarily life-threatening. It sometimes self-reduces, but the rotavirus vaccine was actually pulled immediately, and we stopped giving it to our kids. And what has happened with this particular vaccine is appalling to me. We have in excess of 4,000 deaths, and this thing has not been pulled yet. This is absolutely unacceptable.
How amazing is that? They pulled the rotavirus vaccine after 15 deaths. There have now been 4,000 deaths associated with the COVID vaccine, and you'll get kicked off the internet for saying it should be pulled or for pointing out the side effects, from the blood clots to your skin literally peeling off, to the HIV positive test, to the herpes outbreak, to the period stuff. I mean, it's amazing. The BBC had a headline today that just baffling beyond belief. COVID vaccine period changes could be a harmless side effect. What? Yeah, just a harmless side effect. Just totally normal. Well, of course, they change it on the headline. Period changes could be short-term side effect. Oh, you changed the word harmless, did you? Oh, it's just short-term. So it does cause harm, but yeah, just for a little while. Just for a little while. They'd have to change their headlines. Because once again, it's not about the truth. It's not about getting you the information you actually need to know. It's about framing the information in a way that makes you do the things that they want you to do and what they can get away with. But here's an amazing story from ABC News. Where COVID-19 has and hasn't spread since states reopened. Bars, gyms, and restaurants, those were just a few of the settings health experts warned could become hotbeds for COVID-19 spread as states began reopening in the spring and summer of 2020, following the first and second waves of coronavirus pandemic in the United States. Yet, public data analyzed by ABC News appears to tell a different story. The data from states across the country suggest specific outbreak settings, including bars, gyms, restaurants, nail salons, barbershops, and stores, for the full list, see the graphic below, only accounted for a small percentage, if any, of the new outbreaks after the pandemic's initial wave in 2020. What are they telling you here? They're telling you lockdown, totally unnecessary. Shutdowns didn't help. Our economy being crashed purposefully in a controlled demolition, not necessary. Was it a mistake? Maybe, except that people on the right and people in the alternative media like InfoWars were telling you this back before lockdowns were even suggested. We told you they're going to lock you down, they're going to destroy the economy, and there's no purpose in them doing so. But they did it anyway. So if it was a mistake, it was one they made willingly, knowingly, and with all of the evidence there in front of them. But there's a story from ABC News. Lockdowns didn't help.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material. By accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. Thebiopros.com. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high quality fish oil does. And it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour has begun of American Journal here on InfoWars.com and band.video. Rex Jones will be joining me this hour a little bit later. He'll be in studio taking your calls and talking about some of the goings-on in today's world. For now, we go back out to your phone calls. Let's go to who's been on the longest, Jonathan in Indiana. Separation in the country. Not sure what that means. Thanks for calling in, Jonathan. You're on the air.
Hello, Harrison. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Man, it's so refreshing to hear people like you and Owen, like young dudes that actually know what they're talking about and hold up a conversation about any of this stuff that's going on, because it's so apparent. And like if you look at it for even a second or take a second to glance at the news, I mean, it's so obvious. It's so apparent what's happening. And like, I go to work every night. I work nights, and I talk to the cats that I work with. I mean, they don't even have a desire to know what's going on. You know what I mean? It's like, right. That's what I meant by the separation when I told you're a producer or whatnot. Like, I feel like there's just a line between, you know, like I have faith in people. I really, truly believe that the average person, you know, are good hearted and they can do like, you know, amazing things if they want to.
Right.
But it's like half of them are like silent and scared, not necessarily scared, but they're, you know, like the people that haven't stood up and like fully acknowledged all of this and like gathered this information, pretty much anyone that's not an info warrior at this point, what are they going to do? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't think they understand the avalanche like that is coming down upon them at this point. Like,
yeah, no, I feel you, Jonathan. I feel you 100%. Like, I can tell just in the way that you're talking about, like, it's hard to even describe what it is that we're experiencing here. Cause like, is it fear? They don't seem scared. Are they just ignorant? But they read the news. You almost lack words to describe it because it seems so obvious to us. It's like, why should I have to describe something so apparent? But apparently you do. And I don't know what it is. And I mean, I was thinking about this yesterday because I was thinking about how easy it would be to be a mainstream reporter and how literally their job now is just to basically launder reports from the authorities, right? If you're beat, because I get an alert on my phone that's like daily coronavirus roundup,
I was thinking, you know, imagine being the journalist in charge of this. It's like, yeah, I'm on the coronavirus beat. What do I do? Well, every day I go to the CDC. They tell me what to say. I type that up, and then my work is blasted out to every phone in America. And it's just like, that's stupid. You're dumb. You don't question what these numbers are, what they represent, where they're coming from, how the tests are being done, where the numbers are, that you're getting. You don't compare them to before and after. You don't do any critical thinking whatsoever. You simply take what they tell you and regurgitate it out to the American people. And so that's those are the intellectuals. Those are the reporters. That's the journalists. That's the media who actually should know what's going on. The people that are receiving this information are even further removed. And so they just accept whatever they're being told, just like, I mean, literally sheep, man. It's just like, all right, go get your gene editing vaccine. And they're just like, oh, okay, all right, I'll go do that now. And they're just like, all right, now you can take their mask off. And they're like, oh, I'm allowed to, all right, I guess I'll just take my mask off then. It's just like, just think for yourself. Just, my God. So you're right, I don't even know. Are they scared? Are they overwhelmed? Are they frightened to question anything? Do they not know what to question anyway? It's a psychological landscape that has been established where these people just go along to get along, and they can't think for themselves. I mean, you sound like a young guy, Jonathan. I mean, are you just totally alone out there trying to reason with people, or have you given up on that? Like, what's your tactic on this?
Well, dude, I mean, you know, usually I'm a pretty good talker, you know what I mean? So when I get people, you know, to give me 5 minutes of their time, I've got all, you know what I'm saying? I've read, you know, I know the verses of the Bible, whatnot. I think really that's where people decide to step away, you know what I mean? Because the numbers from the CDC don't affect their daily life, so they don't look into that. And then when you tell them that it's really like a biblical prophecy from 2,000 years ago, from, you know, however many thousand years ago, then they really tune out, you know what I mean?
They cannot handle it. And it's so funny to me because they all read these books like Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings. It's like you're in this struggle. Yeah. You can be a hero. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, I launched a sale on all the high-quality storable foods at preparewithalex.com, and I pointed out that the Bloomberg Global Food Index shows that current crop purchases being made for the end of the summer when the crops are completed around the world is up 76%. That alone will cause civil unrest, major problems. Since then, inflation has exploded in the last 2 weeks. You've seen the pipeline crises. You've seen Governor Whitmer shutting down or trying to shut down the pipeline in Michigan. This is a concerted operation. And so, listeners had a huge response to our big sale, 2020 prices in the year 2021. 10% off all storable foods, preparewithalex.com. Now, the sale ended yesterday, so I'm now, because of a lot of requests, extending it through Sunday, and then it absolutely has to end. So, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, your supplies, highest quality water filters, and so much more. Preparewithalex.com. It's the best tool you're going to find on high-quality storable food for you and your family and your community. Get ready now, preparewithalex.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Well, folks, the third hour has begun. You know, America, we're in a little bit of trouble. Massive inflation, food prices rising, fuel shortages, pipelines getting hacked, major arteries on the interstate system failing and collapsing as bridges across the Mississippi River are unsafe to drive over. COVID-19 scandemic has destroyed our economy utterly and has put people in a mental prison where even when told they don't have to wear a mask, they still insist on doing so. It's a chaotic nightmare out there, but thank God we have the steady hand on the tiller of Joe Biden, Joseph R. Biden. Aren't we so glad that this genius, the best American, the leader of us all, aren't we so happy that he is guiding our ship towards calmer waters? The man is a decrepit old creep and is exactly behind all of this stuff that we're experiencing. Now, he's not behind it in the sense of a puppet master controlling things. He's behind it in the sense of he's supposed to be in charge of things, but he's a doddering old coot and doesn't even know where he is half the time. Let's watch a couple videos of his responses to the ongoing crises, including COVID-19 COVID-19 and the outbreak of devastating war in the Middle East. Let's see what the President of the United States has to say about these things. First, we'll watch him say the thing that seems to be the only thing he really knows what to say in public anymore. Get vaccinated. Get vaccinated. Let's watch it.
It's vaxxed or masked. Get vaccinated.
What?
It's vaxxed or masked.
Vaxxed or masked.
Get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated.
It's vaxxed or masked.
It's like, gosh, what could be going on? And why is America collapsing? Why have we gone down a spiral in the last 4 months? You look at the leader and he's just like, what am I? Where am I? Get vaccinated. Wear your mask. It's like the teleprompter says get vaxxed or masked, which that kind of doesn't make any sense anyway, but he can't even read that. He's like, get vaxxed or mask. Get vaccinated. It's just like, oh my God. Oh my God. But, you know, at least on the international front, the world knows we have a powerful, strong leader at the helm. He's not going to take any guff. He's got full command of the situation. He's got the right people in charge. Let's hear Joe Biden talk about Israel and Gaza, shall we?
Is Prime Minister Netanyahu doing enough to stop this violence there from escalating?
I had a brief conversation with him yesterday, and I have my...
Take your time now, Joe.
My intelligence community.
Yep, okay.
The Defense Department.
Okay, yeah, there is one of them.
As well as the State Department.
Yeah, these all exist.
I've been
thank
in
you.
Contact with all of their counterparts in, not only in Israel, but in the region. And
wow, okay, so
one of the things that I have seen thus far is that
Go ahead. Get
there
to.
Has not been a
or wasn't, what
significant overreaction. The question is how
What?
How you got we it. Get to a point where they get to a point
where okay.
there is a significant reduction in
okay. yep.
the attacks, particularly okay. the rocket attacks
those are happening,
that are indiscriminately yeah. fired into population centers.
Okay.
But I expect
this is the president,
I'll be,
folks.
Having some more discussions.
Discussions.
And wasn't, we haven't just spoken with the Israelis, with the Egyptians, the Saudi, and others. So
okay.
it's a work in progress right now.
Okay.
So thank
all
you
right.
also very much.
Okay, and it's like I'm out of here. I'm done. My God. My God. But what did he say right there? They're like, sir, massive chaos in Gaza and Israel could spiral out into World War III. We're talking a civilizational ending conflict here, possible nuclear weapons involved. Israel, one of America's primary allies in the region, completely funded militarily by us. Things are spiraling out of control. Dozens of children dead in Gaza as a result of airstrikes. Massive ground forces now moving into Gaza. Last time this happened, war crime charges were brought about. I mean, 2 million people living in chaos and poverty. What do you have to say about this? And he's like, there is a State Department. Okay. All right. There's a, there's a Department of Defense. Yeah, they're there. They're talking. To people, it's like, oh my God, we're all going to die. This is insane. This is chaos. Like, this man does not exist. He is not a person that is running the country for sure. Although, I don't know, seems like what's happening would be the type of thing that would happen under this type of leadership. But no, Susan Rice is supposedly the shadow president at this point. He talks to Obama every single day. So Barack Obama pulling the strings behind the scenes there, making things happen. But this week has just been – there's been a bounty of these types of videos of Joe Biden just just rambling, just has no idea what is going on here. And, that's where we are now. So, goodbye, America. Hello, international cabal with your flesh puppet. Amazing. Let's go out to the phone calls. Now, while we're on the topic of the Palestinian conflict, we have Anna in Cincinnati. Good old Cincinnati. Thanks for calling in, Anna. You are on the air.
All right. Hi, Harrison. Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
All right. I wanted to share my thoughts on the Israeli-Palestinian conflict at this time. And I can understand this tension happening in the Middle East, certainly in Israel, but I think it might be a false flag when it's happening in other countries like the U.S. and other countries in Europe. I'm thinking that this might be somewhat of an opportunity to start ushering in like some assistance of like the UN troops or some of their law enforcement.
Right.
And it sounds a little far-fetched, I know, but they've been quiet lately, and they can show themselves as some kind of savior maybe to these types of conflicts. And I'd like to share that judges who want some kind of warning to Americans, but certainly patriots to kind of be on the lookout for any of these street fights between Jewish community and Palestinian communities, and maybe find a way to simmer them down as much as possible, because we don't want any UN troops finding their way in our law enforcement, certainly in the FEMA camps and all those things, right?
Right. Yeah. No, it's a great point. You know, there was actually a story earlier this week that I didn't quite cover, but there was a conflict in Brazil where the police apparently were raiding a drug house or something, and a bunch of people ended up dead, and the UN is going in to investigate that. And I really should have paid more attention to it. Maybe I'll cover it this Sunday when I'm hosting I'll be hosting the Sunday evening show, so I'll get into it then. But it's an interesting idea that you have these created conflicts that then give the justification for the UN to come in. I mean, it makes sense because, you know, as I talked about yesterday with the purge of the military and the purge of police, and that you would then have, you know, an excuse to have the UN come in and actually have foreign troops on American soil. I've always said that I think was the impetus behind January 6th and them cheating in the election so blatantly. They wanted to inspire pushback. They wanted to inspire armed resistance by Trump supporters, so that would give them the excuse to bring in the UN troops and establish that. I think definitely what we're seeing in between Gaza and Israel can very easily be seen as a projection of what America may be into in the not too distant future, and it's worth looking at in those terms and going, you know, this could be us, and would we even build rockets? I don't think we would.
When listeners call into the show and thank me for all I've done, I always stop them and I say, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for keeping InfoWars on the air. Thank you for praying for us, and thank you for spreading the word. If all of you will simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a privacy pocket for your iPhone or Droid, it will teach you and others that these things are surveilling you. It will remind you every day, like it does me and my family, and it will protect where you go and what you do. Not because you've done something wrong, but because the big telecoms, big tech, and the globalists are predatory and are evil. And in this surveillance state, we need to more and more start doing everything we can to mitigate the criminal activity they're involved in. These are the highest quality, highest ratings. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com in four different colors, and they are only $19.95. The exact same pocket is sold for $24.95 or even $29.95 everywhere. They're available right now for $19.95, and they fund the InfoWar. Please take action today, protect your privacy, and fund the InfoWar.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes. We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. 14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that could barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline has been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, and this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Great Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here's a very interesting story. U.S. Welcome Patrol, how some border agents are struggling with Biden's policy shift. They've actually minted coins that say U.S. Welcome Patrol. Some U.S. border agents are so frustrated with President Joe Biden's more liberal border policies that they're considering early retirement, while other disgruntled colleagues are buying unofficial coins to say U.S. Welcome Patrol. Yeah, that's what you are now. Yeah, we're the Border Patrol. We let people in. What? That doesn't make any sense. No, of course not. Democrats are in charge. Nothing makes sense. It's all stupid. Whatever is, you know, benefits the enemies of America, that's what they'll do. All right, folks. Rex Jones is in the building. He'll be joining me in the next segment to take your phone calls as well. But for now, we go back out to the lines. Curtis in Virginia was at January 6th. A domestic terrorist, an insurrectionist, a coup plotter, or a patriot protesting the illegitimate election of a doddering old fool that couldn't find more than 15 people to greet him at a rally. So, Curtis, peaceful protester Curtis from Virginia, thank you so much for calling in.
Hey, how's it going, Harrison?
Good, thank you.
Damn right. Okay, so, yeah, I was up on the steps of the Capitol. I actually rode my bicycle that day from Roslyn. And so I was ahead of the crowd, and, you know, I even told some of the cops there, it's like, this ain't going to hold, boys, you know?
Right.
And, you know, it was an amazing event. At one point, I told the woman beside me, it's like, hey, let's go inside. And we decided not to.
probably a good idea. Probably a smart idea in retrospect, although I have to say.
And I saw you guys on the back side. Love seeing Alex say to the crowd to calm down and not screw up.
Isn't that funny? I mean, you know, if things were portrayed, you know, if things were really as they are portrayed, they should be giving Alex Jones a medal. I mean, my God, he's up there telling them all, don't go in the Capitol, don't do anything stupid. He's got a bullhorn.
he could have done the other. He could have, you know, he was there. He could have been like, get in there. We're going to go attack Malt. Like, he could have done that. But clearly he didn't. And so if they're really, like, scared for their lives and thought they were all going to die, to have a man like Alex Jones with all of his influence and all of his clout and all of his, you know, ability to sway the crowd, to for him to be up there driving people away and leading a huge contingent of people away from the Capitol, they should be giving Alex Jones a medal. Instead, they're trying desperately to tie him into the whole thing and blame him for it. It's totally absurd, Curtis.
Yeah, we were taking selfies. You know,
yeah,
but
terrorist selfies.
Shoot, my narrative of the whole day is we captured the flag. That's my narrative.
Well, it was just a friendly game of capture the flag.
Yeah, and we captured it, okay. And it's all right that we captured it, you know.
Yeah.
And the other thing I want to say is I feel like a thought criminal. You know, it's just from 9/11 on up, I just feel like I'm subject to scrutiny because I question things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, 100%.
So this is what I say when I'm like dancing or something to get people going. Come on, people, let's do it.
I love it. I love the energy,
so that's
Curtis.
My rebel yell, and I love you guys. I love the iodine. I love all the products. I just absolutely love the fusion, the mineral fusion. Oh my God, it's the best stuff ever.
Have you tried the fizzy magnesium?
No, I want to, though, because I just love new stuff. I'm always curious, man. It's
awesome.
A fun life, you know?
Well, that's great. Well, I'm glad that you are not sitting in a jail cell right now for your daring to be a dissident in this country. It really is an amazing thing. And even though we are, it really is funny. It's like, even though we are under constant attack, I'm sure I'm surveilled by the FBI. I'm sure they're listening to my phone calls. I'm sure they're reading my emails. I'm sure all of these things because I'm associated with InfoWars, et cetera, et cetera. And it's like, still we're having a better time than the left. Still we are like in a better mood than the left. The left is getting everything they want and they're as desperate and angry as ever. Meanwhile, we are, you know, people like Curtis are able to summon a joyful spirit even though we are constantly being oppressed. And it just shows that it's not fear and hatred that drives us. It literally is a love of our country and a love of freedom in general. You know, it's funny that Curtis mentions the police and how it was clearly there are too few police. Now, I believe Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying that Nancy Pelosi should be investigated and censured for the fact that Donald Trump said, hey, you need 10,000 National Guard troops there, and Nancy Pelosi herself denied it and said no and laid the groundwork for the ability of the protesters to get through the police lines and get to the Capitol. So there may be some action on that point if Marjorie Taylor Greene is able to win her point. Thanks so much for the call, Curtis. Very uplifting. Let's go now to Alex in Nevada. Wants people to stand up for other anti-maskers. That's right. We need solidarity in the anti-masker movement. Thanks for calling in, Alex. You are on the air.
Hey, Harry, baby, what's the big deal?
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Yo, good. I'm sorry, the whole Joey, baby, that's like my new favorite thing. I can't stop saying that now.
All right.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up two instances that happened to me that I find particularly interesting because I've been thinking on it, and it's actually like two things that happened exactly a year apart. So like about a year ago, once this all started and everything, I went into a gas station and, you know, they were harassing me about a mask and I was like, nah, I'm good. I was trying to stay firm. I wasn't, you know, a jerk about it or anything. I was just trying to like buy my stuff and leave, whatever. And, you know, they kept threatening to call the cops on me. And then but I'm like, fine, if that's what you want to do, then do it. So they did. And then after the fact, when I left the gas station, some guy like came out and came over to me and was like, yo, man, that was so wrong. I totally disagree with that. And I was like, well, you were standing right behind me, so thanks for like
right
speaking up and like saying something.
Yeah, thanks for nothing.
Exactly. And then like a few weeks ago, here in Reno, like all the casinos are just, you know, like Nazi central. They're all like hardcore about like as soon as you're done with a sip of beer, you better put that mask up. But if you're smoking a cigarette, you don't have to wear one at all. Like,
oh,
all these
God.
Stupid rules and stuff. And it just makes no sense. And so I'm just trying to drink some beers with my friend. And then, like, I have a group of us. And one of the guys in my group just started harassing me about getting the vaccine. And I'm like, dude, I just want to drink. I don't want to talk about this stuff. Can we just hang out and, like, just enjoy our time outside? And he's like, no, why won't you get it? He's harassing me. Mind you, his mask is off, right? Nobody says anything.
Right.
So now I'm, like, taking my mask off to, like, talk to him and stuff. He's yelling at me about the vaccine. Then, like, two security cop guards came over to me and was just like, sir, you need to put on your mask. So I got him yelling at me about a mask, them yelling at me about him yelling at me about a vaccine, them yelling at me about a mask, and then them not yelling at him about a mask, but only me. And then all my other friends are just sitting there quietly. And then afterwards, they're all like, we're all talking. And they're like, yeah, dude, that was ridiculous. I'm like, again, thank you. Where are you guys? Like, why do you guys stand up for me there?
Oh, my God. Alex, that's such a good point, man. It's such a good point. It's so true. People are cowards, man. They are literal cowards. They will stand there and watch you fight the battle. They'll watch you argue. They'll totally agree with you. And they'll say nothing until it's over, and then they'll whisper to you, oh, yeah, yeah, you were right there. Yeah, yeah, I was behind you 100%. It's like, grow some stones, fellas. Stand up for this stuff. They have cowed you into submission, and you need to shake off the shackles of your mind, man. Stand up, speak out. That's like the number one issue. Honestly, that really is like number one issue, is just people are cowards. They're just cowards, and they don't want to cause trouble, and so they're going to be slaves, I guess.
People keep asking me, Alex, how did you predict over a year ago that food prices would explode within a year? Because it was in all the globalist actuaries that you shut down most of the world for a year, it's going to cause a collapse in food production and distribution. And not just that, fuel and every other major commodity. The globalists want a post-industrial world. They're hitting us with economic war. I told you food prices would explode. They're now exploding. Our great sponsor, My Patriot, has barely gone up in price. Their competitors have gone up even more, but they're about to go up in 2 weeks. But instead of just holding prices, they're still 10% off until Sunday evening, and then it's got to go up. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com, 2020 prices in the year 2021. But you've got to act now, and buying your food from us funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. It's ready to ship. They've got it on hand. Get yours before the scarcity and the lines start, which I think we'll see by next fall. Hell, a lot of shelves are already empty. This is crazy. We're being collapsed by design. Get ready now. PrepareWithAlex.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Globalist puppet Joe Biden wasted no time blaming Russia with no evidence for the shutdown of the East Coast gasoline pipeline that goes from Houston right up through New York City and supplies more than half of the gasoline to the East Coast. But who is it that actually shut down the main pipeline from Canada through the Midwest to Houston to refine the oil that's then turned into gas and sent to the East Coast? That's right. Joe Biden shut down the Keystone pipeline right after it was completed. Joe Biden did that to America. He has the history. He has the background. He's the one that promised to, quote, get us off of fossil fuels. He's the one that's tried to extend the lockdowns of the country. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the New World Order wants a post-industrial world, and they want the United States, Europe, and Australia crippled so Communist China can be dominant. It's not Russia that's the enemy. It's Communist China and their minions like Joe Biden in control of the White House. That's the facts. That's the information. Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate Fish Oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And when I forget to take it, I really feel it. When I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night, it makes my dreams even more amazing. Listeners thought I was joking. You've tried it out, and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We have in studio the one and only Rex Jones.
That's right. I am joining you again, Harrison. I love coming on your show. It is my favorite InfoWars show, even over the Alex Jones show. You are my number one hero.
Ah, I'm flattered, sir. Well, I always love when you come on. It's rare that you can come on about once a week or once every 2 weeks, so it's good because you get that 1 week or 2 weeks to stew in your thoughts and then just let it all out when you're here.
Well, I like to kind of like go in the basement and stare at the wall and scream at it for a while until I want to figure out what I'm really angry about. Right. And what I'm angry about today is Joe Biden's failure to rebuild our economy following the COVID-19 pandemic, of course.
Yeah, well, the country is collapsing. I don't know if you've seen this. We're all going to be eating maggots if the globalists have their way. Homeless camping out of control, massive structural fracture in the I-40 bridge over Mississippi, massive gas shortages, inflation nation. Inflation is here, reports the New York Times. Total collapse across the board, and you have a problem with this?
Well, you see, Harrison, we can't just spend forever. Okay, we can't just keep on spending money that we don't have. And Joe Biden has actually created an incentive for people to not work.
Right.
In the midst of what should be one of the biggest economic booms in American history. Like, it's shocking what's going on right now, and it's shocking for so many reasons. Americans are finally being allowed, isn't that crazy to say, allowed to be go back – they're being allowed to go back to work. But Joe Biden is paying them with stimuluses and unemployment to make it so they don't have to. He wants this country to fall. He's actively embracing the fall of America.
Yeah, no, it really is absurd. You know, you said it well where you're just like, you almost have to try to fail this recovery,
right? 100%. We're only in May, people. Like, we're only in May. What's
right.
today's date? Is it like the 12th?
The 14th.
14th? Sorry. Yeah, it's the 14th of May. He took office January 21st, okay? It hasn't been that long. Like, we're still in the preview part. We haven't even started the movie.
Right, and it was set up for him. I mean, all he had to do was step out of the way. All he had to do was reopen. You've had people for a year not able to work. The economy would have roared back if he just removed some of the restrictions.
Well, Trump did all the heavy lifting for him, even
right.
the vaccine part, which we don't agree with, of course. But Trump even did that for him, and we're all supposed to act like it's all Joe Biden's accomplishment. He goes up there, he's like lost, got that thousand-mile stare. He doesn't know where he is. He's giving these speeches where he's reading off a cue card, and everyone's like applauding and saying it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
It's insane. He's basically striking out at a T-ball match, essentially.
Oh, 100%.
It's been teed up for him. He could have knocked it out of the park instead.
Kamala's the umpire.
Right, there you go.
Well, I mean, that's a really good analogy. Have you ever watched, like, a children's sport? Like a real, not like a kid's sport, like a children's sport. Like, you got toddlers and stuff running around just trying to teach them. It is like T-ball. Joe Biden has the intelligence of, like, a five-year-old that's doped up. It's ridiculous, and he's running our country. I was thinking about this the other day. Trump is driving the car, right? He's loud, he's annoying, but he's an annoying taxi driver. He's driving the car, he's driving the country. Joe Biden is asleep at the wheel. He doesn't
right.
have his hands on the car. Like, he doesn't – he has no control.
Yeah.
And somehow the media was able to brainwash enough people – that with election fraud, they were able to steal the election, of course. Mm-hmm. But the mainstream media was able to brainwash enough people to believe that Trump was literally Hitler.
Yeah.
And that's the only way they won, I say, of course, won this election. They were able to fool enough people quickly enough that Donald Trump was some kind of evil Nazi overlord that they could install their Teletubby in office.
Right, their flesh puppet. Yeah, it really is absurd, and it's getting more insane. I mean, this week alone, there have been like at least 5 clips of Joe Biden just he doesn't know where he is. He can't even read off the teleprompter.
Every time you watch Joe speak, it's like watching someone that's speaking English for the first time. It's kind of shocking. You know, I went to a couple of these meetings when I was younger with a relative, not my dad, but with a family member, the Toastmasters, it was called. I was supposed to give a speech at a wedding. This is when I was really young. I was trying to learn how to give a speech. And it's this place, right? It's called Toastmasters. And you got a lot of people there who they're trying to learn English. They're
right.
Trying to acclimate to, like, American society. Great people, good on them. But it does kind of sound like they're reading gibberish.
Right.
And that is kind of what Joe Biden sounds like. That's what it looks like to me. And this is a country where we're supposed to care and respect our elderly. It's just sad because Joe doesn't know what world he's on, what planet he's in, or what job he has. The only thing Joe knows is what Kamala tells him to read.
Yeah, and he doesn't even do that well. It really is crazy, and we're seeing the effects of it, of just total collapse across the board. I do want to say quickly, I want to go out to phone calls, but the crew just brought this in for me because earlier – in this week, we saw a big anti-mask rally in California, and I was admonishing the audience out there saying, why did I not know about this? I could have helped. I could have spread the word. And so now it's what I'm going to do. Apparently, tomorrow in California is the Worldwide Rally for Freedom. One day, everybody together, May 15th at the Huntington Beach Pier, 1 p.m., hashtag, we will all be there. Folks, if you are in California or can make it there, it is tomorrow. It's called Worldwide Demonstration on Instagram. And so I wanted to spread that to the Worldwide Rally for Freedom tomorrow in California at the Huntington Beach Pier, 1 p.m. Be there. Represent InfoWars with honor and stand up against the globalist control system. With that, I want to go out to phone calls. You want to go out to phone calls, Rex?
Sure. Let's take some calls. Let's talk to some fun, interesting people.
Let's do it. Let's go to Pete in Washington for COVID vaccines. Yeah, the vaccines, they've just begun. They will not be stopping anytime soon. Thanks for calling in. Pete, you are on the air.
Thanks, Harrison, Rex. I just think it's hilarious. They got 4 different competitors for which is the best vaccine. They're all a different formula.
Right.
They obviously haven't tested them to know which one is the winner. I think the people who are the victims, they should get a participant ribbon because there's a gold medal winner and a silver medal and a bronze. And who gets the participant ribbon? Right now, who is it, J&J?
J&J. Yeah, J&J has not done a good job, even by the globalist death standards. They've really jumped the shark.
They get the Spirit Award, right? The last place award. You know, you're so right. The fact that there are these 4 vaccines, they're all different. They're all different concoctions. The Chinese vaccine apparently doesn't even have mRNA changing things. It's more of a traditional vaccine. We don't even have that one available here. So on top of the 4 that we have circling around Europe and in America, in China, they're using one that doesn't even affect genetics. So, yeah, maybe we need to hold these awards. I was thinking you meant the people who get the vaccines need an award. I think maybe like a golden guinea pig.
It's called the Darwin Award.
The Darwin Award.
It's called the Darwin Award. The crazy thing about these vaccines to me is like how ready people were to take them. And I guess it's because of the lockdowns and stuff. And most people, I guess, did stay inside. My life didn't really change.
My life didn't change at all.
My life kind of changed because I couldn't go to like live music and stuff. Besides that, like in college, of course, because I take gap year because who wants to go to college during this stuff? I mean, it didn't really change. But for other people, they were like locked inside like, I must not leave. Must not leave my domicile. So these people, they're coming out and they haven't seen the sun in 2 years and they're like screeching. Their skin burns like a vampire. Like I understand why it would be a big deal for them, but they were just so ready to take it. An experimental vaccine that no one's ever tried. The science is new. It was rushed through production like under a year, right?
Yeah.
For some of them. It's truly insane to me that people are like, yes, I want you to inject this in my body right now so I can go to P.F. Chang's and feel safe. So it's like, that's what we're dealing with here. These people just want to be able to leave their caves at the designated times so they can go to the eating centers and then return. And then the doctor, of course, he's got to go to the doctor and you got to get your pills. Everyone's got to get your pills because this is America.
Absolutely. Hey, final word, Pete, before we got to go to break.
Yeah, just look at the New York Yankees. They're still spreaders. They're turning everybody into a Typhoid Mary that can still spread the disease but doesn't have symptoms that allow them to indicate they're still spreading it.
I know.
99% survival rate.
Oh, my God. I know. It would be crazy enough if the vaccine actually worked, but the fact is, all of this is happening, and they're like, yeah, you can still get COVID, and you can still die from it. I got that story. I'll cover that
circus
on the other
never
side.
Stops.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
It's Thursday morning, May 13th. I'm sitting in my studio getting ready to go live, and I am just cutting this bulletin to all the listeners and all the viewers so you understand how serious the situation is. Just 2 weeks ago, I predicted you'd see massive inflation explode, that they would cut off more pipelines. I said it on air more than 50 times because America is under strategic globalist attack in an economic trade war to make sure China wins. This is World War III. And I told listeners, you need to get storable food. You need to get water filtration. Those are some of the basics you need. And we have the best storable food at the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. Now, the sale was supposed to end yesterday, but I'm running it through the 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th because so many people have requested that I extend it so people have a chance to get this great deal. 2020 prices in the year 2021. And then my Patriots going to have to go up on prices because everybody else is already, and the raw materials are skyrocketing. They have the food ready to ship right now at preparewithalex.com, 10% off.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and TurboForce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Ladies and gentlemen, final segment of American Journal. Rex Jones is at my side. Here's the story that the last caller was talking about. Yankees suffer COVID resurgence as 8 fully vaccinated players and staff test positive. It's an unsettling reminder that COVID-19 is still spreading. Even as practically everybody in the organization has already been vaccinated, the Yankees have seen their starting lineup crippled and a number of coaches and staff sidelined due to a sudden flare-up of COVID-19. So there you go. They all got vaccinated, and then they all got COVID-19 because the world is stupid, and they
fell for
a lot.
It's never going to stop.
It'll
the game
stop.
Will last forever. You will never be let outside. That is what we're heading towards. This is still going to be going on in a decade. I tell people this all the time. They don't believe me. Like, in some areas of the country, this will never stop. It will be ramped up. It's like Fauci said, mask wearing is going to become like a seasonal occurrence.
Right. Oh, and then they'll move on to the climate change lockdown or whatever other justification
it's
they can come up with.
It's never going to stop. The world is going to end. I will be a sad 40-year-old. It's my generation that has to end up dealing with the repercussions of all this. And you too, Harrison. Like, I love my dad, right? My dad's 47 years old. He is not going to live in the world that I'm going to live in 30, 40, 50 years, right? And that world, to me, every day is becoming scarier and scarier and scarier. And if you look at what's happened right now, just in these first 4 months of Biden's presidency, like I was saying earlier, society seems to be collapsing. I don't think it'll happen in the next 5 years. I think it'll happen in the next 10. But I think we're headed towards another Great Depression. Mm. And it's really, really, really scary to see.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, you know, your dad and you and myself, we didn't grow up with this type of psychological manipulation. Mm-hmm. So the scariest thing is the kids now who have never known a world without the masks.
Yeah, it's horrifying. Like, I was born post 9/11, right? So I've never been in a world where you could just walk into an airport, right?
Right.
That might be weird for someone that's like 30 or 40 or even in their late 20s that has done that. Now, contrast to that tiny little experience with going to elementary school, being locked in like a little plexiglass box while you wear a mask around a bunch of other kids in plexiglass jail cells and masks, being taught things by your teacher. Like, imagine the kind of psychological trauma kids are going through right now, not being able to socially and physically develop because they're either being kept at home or they're being kept in a plexiglass cage in school while they have to wear a mask. I mean, if you look at the death rates for people their age, there's no scientific reason to be doing this.
Yeah,
it's only to please the people in the education system, which, of course, is broken and run by the federal government.
Yeah, no, it's all totally absurd. Well, let's go back out to the phone calls because we have an international caller. We have Patrick from Germany who actually wanted to call in and respond to a caller that we had earlier who's talking about the division in the country. That caller was talking about the fact that he feels totally alone, even though he's out in a rural area. He feels totally independent and alone in the fact that he's questioning things and he sees everybody around him just accepting things unquestioningly. And you wanted to respond to that, Patrick. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, good to be on the air again, man. Greetings. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, I just want to say he's alone. I think that's a good situation because here in Germany you actually get attacked from everywhere, and you get no support at all for anything. And it's been like this for ages, especially in my generation. And I think Jonathan or you asked why this is. I mean, I think it's very simple. It's like physics. It's inertia. Mm. If an object is in one direction too long, it's very difficult to get out of it. Like being in a relationship maybe for a long time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
When every emotion you had was connected to eventual caring about nature and climate change. You know what I mean, right?
Right.
And stuff like that. Even if the other person totally makes sense. It's very difficult to even listen and not get into an emotional reaction because of that. For example, right now here the Green Party, which wanted to raise gas prices to over $5 per liter, so it's about a half a gallon, I think,
right.
A while ago,
huge.
is No, it's become the strongest party in the polls.
Right.
So I think it's just psychological, and I think it will almost not be possible to gain a larger mass before things really bad.
I'm sure you're breaking up a little bit there, Patrick. It sounds like the phone line, maybe the connection to Germany, not as solid as we would like. But you know, I totally get your point. You think it's a lot worse in Germany than it is here in America, because at least here in America, some people allow themselves to question things, but in Germany, that just doesn't exist, huh?
Kind of like that, yes.
Yeah.
I can't imagine living in Europe. I really can't. Like, modern Europe is $5 a liter, not a gallon. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is horrific. Like, I mean, people are panicking here because the gas in Texas is finally starting to rise, like, over $3 a gallon. I mean, this is a PSA. If you haven't already, which I'm sure you have, I don't need to tell you this, fill up your car, like, right now. Like, fill up your car because things are about to get bad.
Yeah, that's it is troubling. And but I do see – you know, I've seen a lot more protest against the mask orders in Europe than I've seen here. It's been a surprising thing. And I remember I asked Savannah Hernandez about this, and she actually had a good point that, well, the countries in Europe have seen the effects of totalitarian regimes, so perhaps they take the threat a little bit more seriously, where we in America sort of assume that our government will always love freedom and be freedom-facing. Do you think – I mean, am I misseeing things here, Patrick, that when I look over to Europe and I see more resistance than in America, is that – am I missing something?
First of all, can you still hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Patrick.
Yeah, you're totally right. You got one thing wrong. The Green Party wanted to raise the prices to $5 a liter.
Right.
And they got killed off a while ago. Now people want to vote for them. No, people don't want freedom here. I mean, freedom is difficult to say. I think people are not used here to, especially in Germany, to see things from a totally different perspective.
Mm.
They're just not used to it. And I can just agree with what you said, because what I hear from you or from America, and what you're saying on the radio is just so far off the scale. And I know what you're saying is totally logical and totally clear in fact, but the mental conditioning has just reached a point where I think there's almost no turning back. I mean, for example, now when I got about 1 year more into waking up, and I just watch a TV show with Trump, an interview, I just see a guy that is maybe blunt, but just making sense in a total way. Someone who is still in this bubble, and I'm still getting out of it, would take a few years, I think, to totally get out of it.
Right.
He just sees, I don't know, can you swear on the radio? Or?
No.
He just sees an A, dot, 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 dot.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I have it from my parents, for example. Oh, it's good that this guy is gone. Just because of emotion, you know,
mm-hmm.
And it's 100%. Very difficult to overrule emotion.
Yeah,
with logic. So I don't know what to make of it. I can only try to flee and survive our crisis, because it's going to get bad.
It's crazy how deep the psychological programming goes. I mean, the media. I mean, even here, even in America, and we are so privileged to live in this country and to have been born here and to have the opportunities that we've had in the one place in the world that has freedom of speech, has a Second Amendment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it is so insane, the level of psychological conditioning that's been brought upon people by the media gradually and gradually, slowly and slowly getting ramped up throughout the years until this point it's become unbearable. Going on cable television or going on Snapchat news or social media is like taking a step into 1984. It's wild. You have
–
I'm going to do a report on this, and I encourage everyone to watch it. I'm going to drop it next week. But I'm going to be going through all of the apps that young people use, and I'm going to show you what news they show people, and you're going to be shocked. I read a headline this morning. I was scrolling through Snapchat, and it said – Biden's doing a great job with economic recovery. And it was in the news
right.
Station. Like, the country's falling apart, but Biden's doing a great job. They're just trying to push their agenda, and they're going to keep pushing it until there's no voice speaking back against them, which is why it's so important that InfoWars is here to speak back against them.
Yeah, absolutely. And the amazing thing to me is not just that you have the media outlets and, you know, the stuff that's pushed to the front page is absurd. The crazy thing to me is going on Facebook where all my old high school friends are and stuff and seeing everybody all take exactly the same stance on exactly the same topics at exactly the same 100%. Time and push it forward as if it's
and
their own ideas.
And they all feel like they're geniuses.
Yeah.
They all feel like they're having original thoughts.
No, it's insane.
Crazy.
It's
people
it's
will regurgitate
wild.
Trevor Noah and think they're speaking Shakespeare. It is wild.
Right.
It is wild.
It is totally wild. Hey, Patrick, thank you so much for the call. Love getting international calls. Good luck in Germany. God bless. And, you know, I hope you're wrong, quite frankly. I hope there is hope, and I hope people do wake up and realize what's going on. And this control is all just an illusion. Rex Jones,
band up video!
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Globalist puppet Joe Biden wasted no time blaming Russia with no evidence for the shutdown of the East Coast gasoline pipeline that goes from Houston right up through New York City and supplies more than half of the gasoline to the East Coast. But who is it that actually shut down the main pipeline from Canada through the Midwest to Houston to refine the oil that's then turned into gas and sent to the East Coast? That's right, Joe Biden shut down the Keystone pipeline right after it was completed. Joe Biden did that to America. He has the history. He has the background. He's the one that promised to, quote, get us off of fossil fuels. He's the one that's tried to extend the lockdowns of the country. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, that the New World Order wants a post-industrial world, and they want the United States, Europe, and Australia crippled so communist China can be dominant. It's not Russia that's the enemy. It's communist China and their minions like Joe Biden in control of the White House. That's the facts. That's the information.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.